They do the shopping.
You do the saving.
ComparequoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark the Shark. The Indians scored 19 runs on 24 hits in a 19-5 victory over the Yankees last night in the Bronx. They play again this evening. It'll be Aaron Civale against Masahiro Tanaka. The Reds are hosting the Cardinals with Luis Castillo opposing Adam Wainwright. The Clippers play at Charlotte in an afternoon game that starts in an hour. In golf, second round of the BMW Championship in suburban Chicago, Jason Kokrak is 2 under par through four holes, leaving him at -9 overall. That's good for a one-stroke lead over Lucas Glover, who is 8 under through five. First round co-leader Justin Thomas is alone in third at 7 under. He doesn't tee off for another 90 minutes. Tiger Woods, 1 under par through five holes today, putting him at 2 under for the tournament. The Sports Center brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Save money this back to school with BMI Federal Credit Union. Earn a $200 cash bonus when you open a new free checking account. Visit BMIFCU.org today.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
The biggest guests, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes info you won't get anywhere else. And also, canines. Ruff, ruff.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
Welcome to Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, you want to talk about a mail-it-in Friday. This might be the top of the rankings. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, we're brought to you by Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. Our window today is of the 13th green, the par 3, pub 13 at the Nationwide Children's Championship. This ain't bad. Back again. Good to see you.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, Rothman, it's fantastic to see you here. You know, you took the last couple days off, and, I mean, you really took this one off, too. You just didn't tell anybody. Coming out here, watching golf, hanging out a little bit. You get this breeze coming through. It's really nice, but, you know, it's Friday, a bunch of preseason last night. You got Buckeye scrimmages around. You got some golf in front of you. You are now like fully engaged in the fall sports season.
Engaged and the other one. Let me tell you. So we'll start with why we're here and what this is all about, because I think there is some confusion about PGA Tour cards and how they come out of this place. And so I kind of want to set the record straight on what's going on. So here at Scarlet, you have the Nationwide Children's Championship, and a lot of these guys certainly are fighting to get to the big tour. They all are. Some have been there. Some have come back. They've had to work their way back onto the tour. This is the first leg of the Korn Ferry Tour playoffs, the former Web.com. Now it's the Korn Ferry, the umbrella sponsor. They don't actually make umbrellas.
My wife still called it the Nationwide.
It is the Nationwide Children's Championship, so she wouldn't be wrong, but the tour is.
Yes. But like in her mind, that's what this tour will always be. They branded it so well that it just
works
stuck.
This week. Yeah. So we're at the first leg of the playoff, right? Now, the regular season on the Korn Ferry Tour is over. The regular season championship is over. We're now in the playoffs. So when people are asking me, well, wait a minute, why were they giving out all these PGA Tour cards last week? I thought the playoffs start now.
Why wasn't I there to get one?
Yeah, right. So they do give out, at the end of the regular season, the 25 cards.
Oh, now, so you can get like a banner at the end, like regular season champ.
Correct. And like Bo Hogue from Upper Arlington, Columbus, Ohio's own, and Ohio State's own, got his PGA Tour card last week in Portland.
Fantastic.
Because he finished 7th in the regular season. He won the tournament. It got him to 7th in points.
Nice.
So he got his tour card. He was one of the top 25 at the end of the regular season. So he's on for next year.
So 7. I mean, there was plenty of wiggle room.
Plenty of room. Now, it would have been fun and very dramatic for all of us if he had to come back to his home course and try to make it. But believe me, he is fully happy that he made it and is rested, and we hope to visit with him after his round today.
So he can mail it in today, too.
Not really, because he'd like to continue to move up points-wise.
And maybe make
because
some more
that
cash.
Well, that, and it gives him priority into the events on the tour next year.
Oh, even better. So
they reshuffle the deck a
little bit. You get higher on the waiver wire.
Correct.
Like
so
this.
There's a lot to play for this week, and they will hand out 25 more cards as we go through the playoff. So there'll be a lot of drama here. So people are saying to me, well, now Scarlet means nothing. They handed out all the cards. Not true. They handed out half of them. So those are done. So I want everyone to be clear on that, what you're watching here this week. Second thing is, this is a pretty big deal. It's $1 million purse. The winner's going to walk away with 180 grand. And so you got 138 guys in here trying to compete for $180,000 in first place prize money. So that's big. Now, for the amateur, for the fan, let's get off the golf for a second. We're at Pub 13 for one reason only.
To party.
To party. And when there's a birdie at Pub 13, the shot clock starts.
Oh, yes.
And for 13 minutes, the drafts go to a buck.
Oh, geez.
And those watershed drinks over there on the left, those are going to get cut in half to about $3.
That's
regularly
perfect.
Six.
Let's get some birds out here.
Yeah. So that's what you're rooting for. So where does my mind
go? We don't have the booze cart because we're not at the station for Friday, so we're going to have to head down there
right.
and wait for that 13-minute half-off special.
That's right. So when a birdie happens, now my golfer mind goes to, well, how likely will that be? I'm eyeing the pin right now.
Where's it placed?
It's back right. It's very gettable. It's not tucked over the bunker.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is very gettable. You feed that in, it all slopes to the right.
If I was going to put it anywhere, I'd put it down in the front right where, you know, you're trying to go there. You've got the bunker right there. Really tuck it in nicely and in a nice little short corner. You have very limited room to work. You got a layup.
Yeah.
You got a long putt to get that thing in.
We should get a lot of uphill birdie chances for the beers today at Pub 13. So it's really exciting. A lot of people are already out here, so we're happy to be a part of it.
It's a tournament for the people.
It really is. A championship for the people. I'm looking at the leaderboard right now. Victor Hovland, -7. He goes off at 202. Hovland is the next big thing on the tour. There's no question about it. Norwegian kid, 21 years old, finished great in a couple of majors this year. I think if he would have finished top 12 at Wyndham, he would have been on the tour right now. So the way the points kind of unfolded for him, he had to play here, which is a benefit for us. And so Victor Hovland, who went off as the 10-1 favorite this week, is actually leading the tournament. And so he is the real deal. He played at Oak State and just a 5'10".
Where's he from?
Thick dude. A Norway. The Norwegian superstar.
Victor Hovland is not an American.
Oslo, I believe.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah, but he went to Oak State. How about a guy from Oslo going to Oklahoma State, you know?
Maybe you saw Mike Gundy in that mullet and thought, this is the place for me.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the place for us today. We're at Pub 13, so come on out, say hi to us. We'll be doing our closest to the pin contest after the show with our winners. And who knows, I might grab a couple people out of here and add them to the contest. Why not?
Just randos?
Well, randos who have had a lot of beers. Might be a nice dramatic thing for us to take them over to 9 at Gray or 18 at Gray. You know, with the cars.
Yeah.
The parking lot's a backdrop. That's always good when you want to bring amateurs out there who are half drunk. Get the parking lot involved, golf balls.
I already have a crack in my windshield, so I've been looking to get a new one anyway. So don't worry about me.
So that's how we're going today here on Carpenter and Rothman. We'll talk a lot of football with you. We certainly will talk some golf. We're going to talk some hockey today with our buddy Cam Atkinson at 1:33. We will do baseball talk with the Indians pounding the Yanks last night and a monster win for them to start that deal. And Jensen Lewis, we're going to adjust him today. We're going to get him on at 12:33 rather than 2:33.
Talk about that bludgeoning
last
night.
Talk about that bludgeoning. Although I do believe, and I didn't stay up for the whole thing.
They were going to, if I was there, they said they were going to bring me out. I had to fly home, but I would have maybe chewed up a couple innings there late in the game to preserve their pen. They're bringing anybody out.
The good news is they are winning big-time baseball right now. 7-3 in their last 10. Twins won again last night, too, so they stay a half game up on the Indians. And we'll have Jay Lou on at 12:33, which, by the way, I'm going to have to call him out about this because he took a lot of heat on Twitter about this. The other day when the Indians were winning and the Twins were losing, the Brewers had taken the lead, he dropped a little, "Hey, Twins, how you doing?" emoji on Twitter. The Twins retweeted it after they came back and won.
And then Cleveland lost it.
Yeah, and Cleveland wound up losing.
I saw
that. We're going to have to ask Jensen about the Jensen jinx, whether he has to slow it down or whether he's going to just go all in, splash the pot.
Splash the pot whenever I like.
So we'll have him on at 12:33. There was preseason football last night, and the Cincinnati Bengals actually showed up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Mixon was running by people.
Mixon's really good.
Yeah.
Like, he is the bright spot. Like, just the question is that offensive line is so paper thin. If anything happens, like Michael Jordan, Ohio State, I think he was a fourth-round pick down there, they said he's pushing and he might have a chance to possibly work his way in. So they just don't have a lot of depth, especially at the tackle areas. And so when you lose Jonah Williams, your first-round draft pick, you had slated to be the left tackle, and you know, he has to have surgery before the season starts. That's going to be a problem. Cordy Glenn bounced back out, and so they really have no swing tackle. Andre Smith, There's nothing. They're going to be scouring the waiver wire as teams cut guys to try to find somebody.
You're scaring me off now if Mixon drops. Now you're kind of scaring me off him a little bit.
No, no, I wouldn't be scared. I think he'll still be very productive.
Yeah, I mean, he is his own wrecking crew, and so I do like him a lot. I'm just wondering if in Ohio drafts he will certainly go below Chubb. And whether or not he's there at the end of your draft will be interesting. I thought Finley looked good. Certainly we'll talk about Haskins with that great throw.
Oh, yeah.
He did get blindsided and lost the ball on one play. But he stood in there, hung in there, took a hit.
Their line looked terrible.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
He really
did. Getting pelted pretty good.
So the question becomes now, Haskins has been so impressive early on. Gruden's not ready to name the starter yet. So the question here is, what should he do? This is what he had to say. Dwayne shows flashes. There are a couple balls that he probably rushed a little bit. I think he missed a couple shots that he rushed. Didn't put enough air under them, but this is all a learning process. Good to see him get out there and take some hits. Have to deal with protections and get the running game going, call the plays. It's just the presentation that I'm interested in right now, how he handles himself, how he controls the players, the huddle, the leadership. He's a work in progress. He knows he's going to be his guy. So I'll ask you this. If he is more talented than the guys he has, which he probably is.
Probably.
But is he more talented today than the other guys?
Well, he's more talented, but is he better?
That's it. So would you start your season with experience or let him learn on the job because you know he gives you a really good chance once he gets going? You want to get him along fast.
The question is, how far along is he, and then what do you see his growth track being? If you think by week six that Dwayne Haskins is going to be hands down better than Case Keenum, and Colt McCoy, who's still at the top, mm-hmm. even though he hasn't played, then you got to play him, which I think that's probably going to be the case. Because you know what Dwayne showed me in these games? He showed me he has the aptitude. Like, one of the best things he saw on Twitter, they ran a pressure at him. He flipped the coverage to pick that up to be able to deliver that touchdown mm-hmm. pass. So those are the things you like to see. Him throwing the ball, that's fantastic. But a lot of the things they're asking him to do are challenging him. Those throws have been difficult ones he's been asked to make. And so, how do we just begin to eliminate the downside? Because they're asking him to do a little bit more than some of the other rookie QBs at this point in the preseason. So if he fares well in the third preseason game, and heck, they might even start him just to see what he can do.
Well, and here's the issue now, and this is where I'm struggling with it. They start at Philly, and then they're home against Dallas. They've got two divisional games. And the road game at Philly to open up your NFL career.
It's tough.
It's tough, but, and I'm trying to balance, and you would know better than I would, on whether a coach's mindset is this will be good for him, win or lose, or this will be bad for him. And I've got to decide.
It depends if how well, because they have a decent, it's not like they're, Adrian Peterson, I don't know if you saw the one cut and explosion he had. I've got some stats, I'll show you some of this mm-hmm. stuff, that he, because last year, I mean, he was still breaking 20 miles an hour in some of his runs. Like, more than a lot of other backs, like top five in the NFL. So he can still play. They have some talent around him. So it's not like he's going to go out there and get pelted 35-7. They may lose against Philadelphia, and he may mm-hmm. get beat around a little bit. But if you're the coach, you look at it and you think, okay, as long as his confidence is going to be shattered because our offensive line's so bad and we couldn't move the ball on offense, you look at the kid afterwards and you say, hey, win or lose, it's not going to get much tougher than that, buddy. Like, you've already experienced, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've experienced the top of the mountain. Everything else, it's going to be, could be that tough, but it's not going to be any harder. You're talking about a Super Bowl contending team going into a hostile environment week one. Like, it's only getting easier from here. So I tend to believe with how the composition of Dwayne Haskins' mental makeup, mm-hmm. he's a very calm, cool operator. I think that would actually be good for him.
To start him at Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't look overwhelmed right now.
I'm into that. I mean, there's no way you can guarantee a guy's safety, a quarterback. You got to throw him in there and set the protections to make sure he doesn't get hit. Getting hit around is different than worrying about my guy taking a shot that might, you know, take him out for some games. So if you were betting right now, would you bet he starts or the season or no?
With what I've seen, I would say it's a slight favorite for him to start.
I do, too, because we've seen a lot of him, and he's shown enough where I think – here's the other way to look at it real quickly. I'm erring on the side of precaution, you know, divisional games. They're thinking, what if we can catch one of those teams early?
Yeah.
Like you said, if Zeke's not playing for Dallas and Dwayne gives us the best chance to win in week two, that's a divisional game. We got to win that. We're at home. We got to win that. We need Dwayne. So we'll tackle that as we move along. When we come back – we'll stay with college football for a moment. Is there a message being sent, and you're going to have to tell me whether I'm reading way too much into this or whether this might be the very first domino to fall for a certain coach to get back into coaching. Ooh. I'll tell you that next, live at Scarlet, Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
The blade hitting the ice, the rattle of the boards, the roar of the crowd. We are your home for the Jackets. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, small business owners. Have you ever been fooled by double talk from your internet and phone provider? Did it go something like this?
Get fast internet and phone for a great price.
But what they actually mean is
slow internet, added taxes and fees.
When Spectrum Business says blazing fast internet for $44.99 a month and phone for $29.99 a month, they mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no hidden fees, no added phone taxes, and no contracts. Spectrum Business Internet starting speed is 100 megabits per second, much faster than other providers. Plus, if you're stuck in a contract, they'll buy you out of it.
No double talk?
Really? No double talk?
With Spectrum Business, what they say is what they mean. Call 877-285-6789 now to get faster internet and reliable phone with no hidden fees and no contracts. That's 877-285-6789. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Buckeye Lake Marina knows individuality is important. That's why they take great pride in paying close attention to their customers' boating needs and interests. Buckeye Lake Marina is family-owned and operated and can provide you with the latest and best in water sport products to make your outdoor living more enjoyable. Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season on popular brands like Bennington, South Bay, Crownline, and more. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000-square-foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today, and we'll see you on the water.
People come into Diamonds Direct and they can't believe what we've brought to Columbus. A totally new concept in jewelry shopping with wall-to-wall diamonds and designer rings at prices you never thought possible. But what people like here just as much is our after-the-sale added value. See, at Diamonds Direct, you will never pay to repair any jewelry purchased here. Never, ever. Repairs and maintenance are free. What other stores charge you for, Diamonds Direct gives you free. Ring sizing, free. Rhodium finish, free. New prongs, free. Appraisal, free. Need a stone tightened? No charge at Diamonds Direct. Even if you accidentally knock out an accent diamond, we will replace it at no charge. And while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspections are not required. Bottom line, we stand behind what we sell, so you can buy with total confidence. Diamonds Direct, Columbus's direct diamond importer, where the best value price is just the beginning. In a beautiful showroom on Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
The crew are back in action Saturday night as they battle Toronto.
Live fan coverage starts at 7 with the kickoff at 7:30.
Proud to be your flagship home for the crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
James Laurinaitis here to share my love for my Kubota MX 5800 tractor that I got from my friends at Green & Sons. This tractor makes any work in my property so much fun to do and so easy thanks to Hydrostat transmission that makes this thing a breeze. The front loader has helped me move rock, stone, ash trees, and the brush mower on the back has made mowing the tall grass so simple. There are so many options that you can attach to this thing. I mean, tillers, seeders, maybe even a snow blower in the winter. Go check out this Kubota tractor at Green & Sons in Mount Sterling or in Broadway just north of Marysville.
When one thinks of the deli, the sunny shores of Waikiki don't typically come to mind. But Boar's Head is anything but typical. Introducing our new bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Sweet, savory, and dare we say, tropical. Coated in a savory pineapple-flavored glaze. It's a taste of Polynesian paradise right at your deli. Bon appetit, bon voyage, and of course, Aloha. Bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Available fresh from the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
When you're a mom, these kinds of quotes happen.
If it's been in the couch, it's no longer food.
Because this show is for moms and dads.
No, you may not shave the dog.
Is that applesauce on your leg? We don't even have applesauce.
Oh, those undies really fit you well now.
Oh no, I say these things now.
Yeah? But Safe Auto will get you a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes. That could save you 25% at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You just keep the mom quotes coming.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting to protect Medicare and reject socialist-style price controls. Some politicians are claiming socialism is the prescription for all ills. When it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made coverage so popular. They're tempted to import price controls from other countries' socialist systems or erode free market negotiations on medications. Socialist policies like price controls would harm both innovation and our access to treatments. America leads the way in innovation with hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS are just over the horizon. New drugs are covered here years before other countries like Greece. Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting against government price controls and to protect competition and free markets. They're the best way to enhance Medicare drug coverage. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only radio show that can honestly tell you what Bill Parcells look like naked. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back to the Scarlet Chorus Nationwide Children's Championship. Carpenter and Rothman, Pub 13. Need a birdie badly. Get those beers flowing. Everyone's kind of just hanging out. Just, can we get an uphill? We got a chance here? Maybe a 20-footer uphill? I can't tell.
That's too far.
When we were walking in at noon, it looked like the shot clock was started. So I think we've only, if we want to count that on our stats today, we only have one. What's the over-under on birdies till 3 o'clock, you think?
How many,
what would I set it at?
How many players are coming through?
In 3 hours?
Yeah.
How many players?
Playing would, pairings or threesomes?
They're playing as twosomes, I think, today.
Pairings.
Are they three?
I don't know.
Two. Yeah.
You tell me. You're more quick
I
to
think
handle
it's two.
That.
Two.
Three or the two. Gotcha.
Yes, that's right. With a golf club in the way, there's some leeway. I would say twosomes. I don't know. How many we're going to have?
So one every, what, 15, 10?
I don't know. There was going to be no math right now on this.
We'll say eight an hour.
So what's the over? Give me an over-under on birdies.
24?
We're going to count the one we had at noon.
Can we get four? Is this right. This is a birdieable hole, correct?
It looks to me, well, it's a long par three, but the pin to me looks gettable. Like it's in the back. You're
going
to have a lot
of
uphill
over there.
It's a long hole. All right, so let's go. Let's set it at 3.5. We need three more then. We need three more in the next 2.5 hours. I think that's doable.
Okay.
All right, so I wanted to tell you this. When I read this headline, I'll tell you the first thing that went into my mind. And you tell me if, wow, that's all right. A.D. Swan, expectations is for USC to win Pac-12. Now, I read that, and I looked at our boys here, and I said one thing and one thing only. Look at Lenny Swan putting the expectations on Mr. Helton to win the conference. When you got Oregon and Wazoo and everything else, and I'm wondering if this is the first little domino just to say, hey, go ahead and win the conference. Don't improve on 5-7. Win the conference.
Yeah, it's not 9-3, 10-2. Like 10-2 might be good, but if it's not winning the conference, I think that is a message sent to Clay Helton, where they've got to win at least 9 games, probably 10. But I think that, like you're talking about, potentially Urban, is that the subliminal message that your hope is being sent with the read there?
That is the read that. Well, we know one thing's a guarantee: Urban is available. We don't know whether he wants to be available, but we know one thing, he is available. Now, he doesn't have to answer any of this because there's no opportunity yet for him.
None. They're not going to interview him during
the
shows?
I don't think they're going to. Right. He's got a job
Maybe
to do.
Maybe they'll have Swanee on, and Swanee will flip the questions to him. So how much do you really want to get back in
coaching? What adjustments should we make at halftime? I'll get it down to Clay. So he says the expectation is that we're going to win the Pac-12 championship. We want to be in the picture of the conversation about the national championship on the national scene. That's where it starts. Now, most ADs would do that, but remember, you're coming off a 5-7 year. Your defensive secondary is a real suspect. I believe they have a young quarterback out there. It's not like they're anything close to being a favorite out there. Helton took over in 2015 after Sarkisian was fired, and he got him to... He's done pretty decently. I mean, it's not...
He made him a lot more okay, yeah. But last year was not a lot more okay.
No.
Since Pete Carroll left, I mean, they've had some spots of hope, but it hasn't really been any sustained success like you would expect USC to be in the conversation every year.
So my thought process on is this. Everyone feels the same way. You can ask anyone in this in Pub 13 right now, do you think Urban Meyer is going to coach again? And I think you'd probably, if you polled everyone here, you'd probably get, I'd say 70% would say yes. Based on the fact that
he's young.
He's young enough. His whole life is ahead of him still. He left under weird circumstances. Certainly health is a factor. But health was a factor, you know, when he left Florida too. And so I just feel like he's got so much to give to college football. I would love it if he came back. I know Buckeye fan would have a hard time with it. And maybe it would be too soon because you and I talked about maybe him not wanting to give Buckeye fan a slap in the face that quickly, away.
Yeah, is a year enough? I guess that's the question.
Well, the opportunity, you know, you can't pick and choose sometimes.
It's timing and opportunities. Yeah. That's the story of life, and it's especially true in college coaching because these elite big-time jobs, they only come open maybe once a decade, maybe once every 15 years. Like Ryan Day, maybe he wasn't ready to take this, but you know what? It was here and it was available. And if he wins, it probably won't be available for another 10 or 15 years, ideally, maybe longer. So, you know, USC, you know, when Pete Carroll was there, you thought, okay, he's never leaving. It's going to be his job till he's 65 years old if he wants it to be, or 70. But, you know, so when it does come open, you have to seize it. The question is, like you said, is it enough time? The one thing I will say this. A year I don't think would be enough if Ohio State goes 9-3. If they make the college football playoff, I think a year is enough because you made the handoff that set the situation up. The program didn't fall apart. That's why everybody at Florida, they can say this and that. They were upset, not because Urban came to Ohio State. They were upset because their program was not good for 5 years after he left.
Well, yeah, and there were some cases that made that when he left, it was pretty bare. And
yes.
It fell off the cliff there at the end. But I will say this. I agree with you on the result-based type stuff. It would be weird for him to come back after a year if Ohio State underachieved. Now, we all don't expect that. And here's the other thing about USC is that you're so far removed from Ohio State. I mean, you're so far removed. The only time you would ever meet them.
Yeah, but it's a big – when was Florida going to play Ohio State?
Yeah.
It's a big branded school that you have to see on national television, Rothman. They may not necessarily be in your same league, but the girl you used to date, you might not live by her, but you go to the same gym. And so you got to see her now there with that creep
But you might want to see her in the gear, you know.
What, to, like, remember what it used to be?
That's right.
That's even worse. It's like sitting a piece of cake in front of you, Rothman. You can't even eat it.
Road games against Washington and Notre Dame in back-to-back games for USC.
That's
not a great deal. And so, you know, I look at their schedule. Most people think their ceiling is 9-3. And so if their ceiling's 9-3 and their floor is
5-7.
Well, maybe 6-6.
He's
done. He's done, and then the opening happens, and then their first call would be to Urban Meyer. And if their first call is to Urban Meyer, they're going to put their best foot forward, and they're going to...
Some people out there that were associated with it didn't think that they would call Urban.
No? Why?
Alums I talked to just...
I thought the alums were the one pushing for it.
I think some... Rothman, like any big group like that, you have some that are probably super pro. And
why wouldn't they be pushing for it?
I don't know the way that it ended here.
Oh, look what he's done. I mean, if they want to win.
Some people are like, well, we don't need to win like that. Well,
the minority.
But would you rather win than not? And that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I don't even know what like that means. What, where they felt he was contributing to the rogueness of Zach Smith?
The rogueness.
I mean,
I don't know.
His nest. That's the only thing I can think of.
Believe me, I'm trying to parcel that out because when I heard that from this guy who's...
I think they can talk like that now. But fast forward to 6-6 and you need a coach. You think those voices are going to be the loudest ones?
It's 100%.
Right.
That guy was an idiot for doing that, fighting that cop at 2:30. Well, yeah, because you're saying it 3:00 on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Put yourself in his position at 2:30 on a Saturday night.
You think when Baker Mayfield
tried to juke
the cop and then got cinder blocked by that guy, you think Browns fans there was going, I want that guy. That's my kind of guy.
But then when you saw him bite open a beer can and shotgun it. But then you thought,
come on,
that's my guy.
You know, I started thinking about that when he shotgunned that thing, but he bit. I like
Slagle does,
dude.
That.
You're gonna slice your gum, man.
Oh, the enamel on your teeth. Every dentist out there is like, that's the worst thing.
I just had one yanked, man.
Schlegs used to do that. It was like his party trick. I'm like, bro, your
party trick.
What are you doing to your teeth? Especially people that have braces. I mean, you put $5,000 in your mouth and then you're gonna bite open beer
cans.
Oh,
my goodness.
You're like a goat.
He's still as cool as he is. Yes. But he's that frat boy. That you can just egg on
exactly.
To do anything.
It's fantastic.
Hey, I'm a golden god. You can jump off the roof into the pool. Just do it. All right.
Dude, Johnny did it last week.
Yeah.
And you're way better athlete than he is.
We'll do our weekend watch for the Indians in baseball with Jensen Lewis next. And the Tribe with the rookie going. He's had a few great starts. Now, big stage. Is he ready? We'll ask Jensen next. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
Two men, no pants.
Oh, my God.
Common Man and Tebow.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything, you can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything, trust the Midas touch.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
You get in trouble in the NFL when you play good players, great player money. Yeah, you're paying him great player money, but it's not destructive.
Golic and Wingo.
Presented by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Don't let an orthopedic condition keep you on the couch. Trust the experience, expertise, and understanding of Orthopedic One. Hey, it's Anthony Rothman, and I never felt in better hands than when I was diagnosed and did my rehab with Orthopedic One. They are Ohio's largest physician-owned orthopedic practice with 60 physicians in every subspecialty, from joint replacement to sports medicine, hand and foot surgery to spine surgery. Find a physician and location near you at OrthopedicOne.com. Orthopedic One, better lives, one story at a time.
And now, a public sausage announcement.
Hi, I'm Mike from Johnsonville. Are your taste buds bored stupid with lame hot dogs? Is your grill crying out for something spicy and exciting?
I'm a grill crying out for something spicy and exciting.
Take immediate action with over 70 Johnsonville varieties. Like Firecracker, made with hot peppers that'll kick your taste buds right in the keister.
That sounds delicious.
It is, grill. It really is.
This has been a public sausage announcement from Johnsonville.
It's Bo Bishop here for Window Nation, and it's Window Nation's anniversary sales event. The event can only happen once a year, so Window Nation is pulling out all the stops. 60% off any style window. You heard that right. 60%. Plus get 0% interest rates for 60 months. That's 60 months, same as cash. Why? Because they love their customers. And what better way to celebrate their anniversary than giving you the best prices that they can? Since Window Nation first opened, they've had the pleasure installing over 400 450,000 windows in over 80,000 beautiful homes, saving families over $40 million in energy bills. So they thank you for your business, for over 10,000 positive online reviews, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's their anniversary, but it's you, their customers, my listeners, who keep them going year in and year out by putting your trust in them. Save an unheard of 60% off any style window, plus 0% for 60 months. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Their teams will be working overtime to keep up with the demand. Call 866-90-NATION now or visit windownation.com for a free in-home estimate. Tell them Bo Bishop sent you.
Crowd the plate at your own risk. It's time for some chin music with former big leaguer and president of the Bald is Beautiful fan club, Jensen Lewis.
Brought to you by Ohio Health. Believe in we.
All right, welcome back to the Nationwide Children's Championship. Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. A little tribe time, a little chin music with our buddy Jensen Lewis. Jay Lou is on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Jay Lou, the drama continues. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I like our little matinee schedule here for today. I wish I was out there with you guys at the course.
Oh, dude, it's what an event. I mean, I know that we talk about the Memorial all the time here, but this is a hidden gem right here in late August before football, and you get some of the best guys in the world trying to earn their PGA Tour card. You're at, first of all, one of the great courses in Columbus, certainly at the Scarlet Course, and we are having a good time. We wish you were here, but I'll tell you what, watching this baseball team get after it, I'll start with this, because I know you have a lot of fun with social media and everything. The wave to the Twins Twitter page. And them responding back to you, I thought, it's on, man. This is great. Did you regret that at all after that thing flopped on us?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I think that it's great, good banter, and knowing that the Twins fan base is really into it. I didn't have the heart to tweet back and say, you know, thanks for giving us a divisional race for the first time in 4 years. But you know what? a credit to them. Listen, let's give credit where it's due. Minnesota has played so well all year, and I think they're starting to come back to earth a little bit. The pitching, I think, was the biggest question mark. I know you and Carp and I have talked about this at length, even at the beginning of the season. Could they keep this up? I think we're going to see a really competitive race all the way down to the end. And honestly, I think that's what the Indians need, because the last couple of seasons, it's kind of been on autopilot. Talking to a couple of guys in the clubhouse, they're thrilled for the opportunity to have to play through the finish line, so to say, because that'll keep the edge. And it certainly will have the Indians focused moving into, hopefully, a very long October run. But I love it. I love the Twins fans getting all over me. I'll take it. You know, my days as a player, it can't be any worse than, you know, people yelling expletives at me coming out of the bullpen. So a lot of fun and enjoying this every single day.
All right, Jay Lou. I mean, did Aaron Boone get on the phone and give you a call yesterday to come chew up some innings there late in the game? Maybe throw a little BP to Santana while they just rake those things out of the stadium?
At Carp, if they did, I would have been locked in the bathroom, throw away the key. No way I'm getting anywhere near that. Take it from someone who pitched there when that stadium opened. It is such a bandbox, even more so than old Yankee Stadium, in my opinion. And the ball travels even farther during the day. So the two night games you got yesterday and this evening, coupled with the two day games you'll get tomorrow and Sunday, fully expect there to be more runs. I don't know if there'll be 19 by one team in a game in the next 3 days, but I think the Indians took advantage of some high-velocity guys early in that game. And really, all you got to do is play pepper there, because the ball will travel. You don't have to overswing, and I think you saw that happen yesterday.
All right, so we got a really good look at Aaron Civale here in Columbus, and he's had a few solid starts. And now you led me right where I wanted to go. You've been on that big stage. You've been in that stadium. You know what that's like. Not only that, think about the other team coming off getting 19 hung on them. So what's Civale in for the next game? How do you think he'll fare?
To me, AR, and I said this on the post game on Indians Live last night, I think the Indians offense has to come out and punch Masahiro Tanaka in the mouth again. I think you've got to really lay the Yankees back on their heels, because you're right. They're going to come out. They're going to want to exact some revenge for getting embarrassed yesterday. But you might have the perfect storm coming, because Civale is a guy that has arguably the best control right now outside of Shane Bieber on the staff. And that, to me, spells a real tough night for the Yankees if they are going to be behind in the count. And I think that's where Savali has to live. You saw Pletko able to really pitch to the scoreboard yesterday, and I think he was effective. But if it's a closer game tonight, I think Savali's ability to elevate with that fastball on that cut fastball, especially in on the left-handed hitters, he's going to have to use that because we all know both sides of the plate, guys want to grip and rip. So for him, from a command perspective, he might be perfectly suited for this situation. To me, though, it's all about, for young pitchers, their first time on that big of a stage, you've got to control your heartbeat. You've got to live ahead in the count. And if you fall behind, don't feel like you got to give in. Make them earn their way on, but certainly keep the ball down as well.
All right, Jay Lou, they're 2-2 with this little east-northeast swing here when you throw in Boston, the Yankees, and the Mets. They have six games left. When we talk to you next Friday, sitting at 2-2, it was 5-5 coming out of this 10-game stretch to goal, given the quality of the teams with the Mets coming back down to earth. Are you ticking it above to 6-4, maybe 7-3? What to feel like you need to keep pace with the Twins during this difficult stretch, where would you like to be?
Yeah, I think splitting the series, certainly in Yankee Stadium, is a very, very attainable goal. And to have an opportunity the next three nights to be able to do that, I think yesterday was kind of that one you wanted to steal. You wanted, with that pitching matchup, to feel like you could get that one and then be able to be on house money with the next three nights. Now, the interesting part, Carp, is the Twins, they're going to face Mikey Minor tonight down there in Texas. They'll also get Lance Lynn on Sunday. So they'll get the two best starting pitchers that the Rangers have, who have had really outstanding seasons. So you might be able to just kind of hold serve if you can win at least one more of the next three here, and then we'll kind of see where the Mets pitching rotation falls, because you'll get Shane Bieber for game one against probably right now Steven Matz is the way it's looking, then Marcus Stroman on Wednesday and Noah Syndergaard on Thursday. So from a pitching perspective, the Indians may be set up pretty well. I think they've got an opportunity to maybe win this series if they can continue to pitch well and the offense gets some early leads. That'll put the pressure back on the Yankees pitching staff, which is very average at this point.
Jensen Lewis with us, former Tri-Pitcher STO analyst. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So you're 44-18 since the early June, back a half a game, and it's all pointing to Ramirez. He was hitting, I guess he's under 250, but he's hitting 305 with 22 baggers and 15 dingers and 50 ribbies since June 4th. The lift that he's been giving them is immeasurable right now. It's because all of a sudden when he hits, you put a W on the board. What's gotten into him?
Yeah, and I'll even go back the last 30 days, AR, and you're absolutely correct that he has been a immense in the middle of the lineup. Last 30 days, he and Francisco Lindor combined, they've hit .328, they've scored 46 runs, they've hit 17 homers and driven in 51. So the stars have had to kind of raise their game, and that's what's happened with the cornerstones there, at least on the left side of the Indians infield. With Ramirez, confidence is key, but fellas, I feel like he could literally be a toaster walking through a rainstorm right now. He is that electric, and he will not get touched. It's just amazing to watch him from both sides of the plate, and he's back in that groove where the harder you throw, the better he's going to be, because he loves that high 90s heat. He can turn on anything, but he's keeping balls fair, and he's driving with authority to all parts of the ballpark now. It's a matchup nightmare. If you're a Yankee pitcher or you're a Met pitcher, this is the last thing you wanted to have happen with the Indians coming into town.
Absolutely, Jay Lou, and they're looking really good with that. You mentioned the pitching has been fantastic. You know, we talked about Kluber, his development, you know, not on the starting rotation yet in the next couple games. Are we going to get a chance to see him before September, you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Carp. And it might be as early as next weekend when the Indians get back to Progressive Field. He's going to go to Charlotte and pitch with AAA Columbus on Sunday. He'll be in that 75 to 80 pitch range. And then after that, you would assume that he, as long as he passes all the medical checkpoints and he feels good himself, you could assume that he makes a start against the Kansas City Royals back at Progressive Field when they return home from New York. Yeah, it's getting that close. And I think that's a testament not only to him, but also the medical staff for really being able to put a program in place to get him back and really allow him to hit the ground running. it makes sense, at least if you do the math as far as work days in between starts. He gets the off day for the team on Monday, and then depending on where they want to slot him in the rotation, if he passes everything, you could see him on the mound starting for the Indians next weekend.
And you know what? You bring that up. He's always been the ace, but given it, you know, coming off the injury and how well some of these guys are pitching, where do you anticipate him being slotted?
Yeah, you know, right now you would assume that with Pletko starting yesterday that he might take that rotation spot, because as you see it kind of come back around, that might be a spot. They may reshuffle with that off day and then allow him to start on Friday, because that would at least give him his regular 4 days in between starts with him going Sunday in Charlotte. So he could start Friday against Kansas City and then be able to slot right in the middle of Bieber and Clevinger. The fact that he's going to be fresh and he's going to have the ability to hit the ground running, I think that's the most encouraging part. The other thing to remember, guys, Carlos Carrasco is going to face hitters in Lake County today. He's getting closer himself to being able to go on a rehab assignment. I think there is a lot of optimism now that the Indians might be able to get their best two starting pitchers of the last 3 to 4 years here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, and then we're not talking anymore about the Twins. We're talking about Houston and the Dodgers and the Yanks. Then we're talking big picture, correct? Right now we're still kind of in that win the division mode. Good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for hopping on early for us today. Enjoy the weekend.
You got it. Likewise, fellas.
That was Jensen Lewis. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. All right, when we come back, could the biggest stigma in the NFL actually be saved by a banned substance? We'll talk about that next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Constantly interrupting valuable airtime to sell $3 stickers. What a business plan. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ohio, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter has good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
Listen to Men's Health Matters each Saturday morning at 7:30 on 1460 ESPN. Each week, medical professionals will provide info on men's health and what questions you should be asking. If you miss one, you can always find it online at 971thefan.com under shows.
The all-new Jeff Weiler Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealership is now open in Canal Winchester. And during the summer clearance event, you'll be able to shop for more than 1,500 new vehicles and take advantage of our grand opening discounts. Come see us in Canal Winchester. Jeff Weiler Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
None of my opinions matter at all.
Just come along for the ride, linebacker.
Yeah.
I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Have your juice cleansed.
Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 10 to noon on The Fan.
Oh, 10 for 10.
Say it again.
10 for 10.
This week, 10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Get over 1,500 family favorites for just a dollar, like Pringles, Coca-Cola 2 liters, plus deposit where applicable, Oscar Meijer Lunchables, Meijer Reclosable Snacker Sandwich Bags, and so much more for just a dollar each at Meijer. Mix or match 10 items and get the 11th free. Why pay more?
Oh, 10 for 10.
Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
My Choice, the premier gaming loyalty program, is now at three Hollywood destinations.
and over 35 locations nationwide. During our My Choice My Summer giveaway, you could win free play or the grand prize, a Mercedes-Benz or $20,000 cash at the grand finale drawing July 26th, August 30th, and September 27th at Hollywood, Dayton, Lawrenceburg, and Columbus. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call 1-800-589-9966 or visit www.org.ohio.gov for help. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. We know how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky, for every 100 diamonds we look at, we will usually only choose about 5 to bring back to our showroom. Then, to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certified by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA-certified diamonds in the country. Our passion for quality extends to the rings we sell, too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers, with intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. No cutting corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct, Ohio's direct diamond importer, on Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports, by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Constantly quoting movies that no one ever saw. It's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back. Pup 13 at Scarlet Nationwide Children's Championship. Good crowd here. It will build. And we got a chance at a birdie coming up. Looks like about a 12-footer or something like that.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
If you pulled someone out of hole 13, the pub here, do you think they would feel more pressure to sink like an 8-foot putt to get the free drinks, for the half-off drinks that they would have to return and see everybody?
It would feel a lot more pressure.
Or there's more pressure on those guys, like to birdie it, to try to get their card.
Well, okay, you brought in a new element that I didn't think about, of like what it meant for him as far as his round goes.
But he doesn't have to see. Like, he doesn't have to return, and people are like, hey, nice job. What did you? Hey, take your skirt off and hit it all the way there.
God. Oh, my. We should try that one year.
It's
should
a
try that.
Engagement, some interaction.
Pull a rando out of the crowd.
After you miss it, I'm going to go hit this thing in.
I think they've done that before, like in pro-ams and stuff. Not in the main event. Not in a sanctioned bout. Certainly as more states continue to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes and recreational purposes, the NFL is perhaps starting to change its tune. I haven't heard anything lately, but it looks like Megatron, your old dude, Calvin Johnson, and his business partner, ex-lineman Rob Sims, have partnered with Harvard to research the benefits of medical marijuana in the areas of CTE, which has been the biggest stigma going for the NFL. Wouldn't it be ironic if the biggest stigma of the NFL can be helped by a banned substance and releasing that?
Josh Gordon's been ahead of everybody on that for years. Been researching that on his own.
I don't think he's dropped the CTE problem, though.
No, but he was trying preventative medicine, Rothman. That's what we're all about these days.
What do you think? I mean, is it common sense that for the NFL that's...
Listen, here's what I always say about things. Like, do a study. Look into it. What does it hurt? Like, get some information, get some data on these things, look into it. If you're the NFL, it's a PR thing, and you could say, hey, we care about our players, we care about the long-term health care and welfare of them. All right, we're going to look into this. We're going to try to figure that out.
I think they have, and I think the other thing the NFL doesn't want is guys missing games, right? I mean, you need guys out there, so it's a battle of attrition.
They cut the pills off, so, I mean, you got to get them out there, find a new way.
If a lot of the public doesn't consider this serious, and I don't know, then why would the NFL consider it overly serious for pain relief?
And I think
instead
now,
of getting hooked on those opioids you talked about.
Exactly. I mean, I'm telling you, the number of guys who I played with who I didn't really think about it at the time, but now looking back through the prism of history and be like, I took a lot of pills.
Bob,
missed that?
Was that ours? Oh, no.
My gosh. Right.
We're
get 0 me
for,
out
we're
there.
0 for right now. There's a scene.
Is this a scramble? Can I go follow his line?
Yes, hop in. Best ball. Late 70s, they were talking about this with North Dallas 40 when Nick Nolte gets.
I knew that was going there.
Now, they wanted him out anyway because he was, had an affair with the GM's wife and all that. But that aside, They popped him for marijuana, and his line back to them in the office at Valley Ranch was, you give me harder stuff to get on the field.
Yeah.
And so I think that we're at a point now if the NFL.
But and you also look at the decriminalization of marijuana, right? Like on a national level, the legalization in some states, and then, you know, the way they've changed some of the penalty structure legally as well. So I don't think there's near the stigma around it. Like, you don't want dudes getting high and driving around or doing that stuff, but like, hey, you know what? Maybe this is a better solution than some of the opioids, because if you look at it in totality, that has been a much bigger problem in society right now than marijuana.
Let me ask you this. If the NFL truly doesn't, let's say, when's the CBA's up in 2021, I think?
Yeah, they'll probably use it as a bargaining chip.
Correct. Yes, they'll use it to get something back from the union. But it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be looking at this. And so if all these guys are getting popped and the NFL, you know, wants to relieve that and look at pain relief and all that, then they could change their policy and soften their stance on it. A, first of all, like you said, if it's beneficial to the players, that's fine. You're right. You don't want guys that aren't suffering.
You don't want your RB2 sitting out week 9 when you're fighting to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you also don't want him stoned somewhere where he can't, you know, where he's just his head's in the clouds.
There's a lot of guys I know who recreationally and, heck, almost professionally use marijuana. And I don't think that's going to change all that much if the league ends up getting on board. Because the only way you fail a drug test in the NFL is if you fail the one test that you know is coming. And that's either because you have a serious problem or you are just a moron. Those are the only real two options. So
my biggest thing is, if you're right and there are painkillers that are very dangerous for these guys and you want to steer them away from that, then this may be the way to go. And we'll see if they can pull it off. All right, coming up next, we'll hit a Sports Center update. Oh,
Bernie.
My goodness.
Drink time.
Coming up next, everyone drinks for a buck here at Pub 13. All right, we got one, baby. All right, maybe we start now.
Get the break so I can go get in line.
All right, get in line. You're right. Uh-oh. You're not getting anything now. All right, Sports Center update coming up next, and we'll be back at Scarlett, Carpenter, and Rothman on the Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye Lake Marina knows individuality is important. That's why they take great pride in paying close attention to their customers' boating needs and interests. Buckeye Lake Marina is family-owned and operated and can provide you with the latest and best in water sport products to make your outdoor living more enjoyable. Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season on popular brands like Bennington, South Bay, Crownline, and more. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000-square-foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today, and we'll see you on the water.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with state-of-the-art card readers that feature the latest advances in credit card security to keep your information safe as you pay. Which means, when you fill up here, you know Speedway's got your back. So you can get what you need and get on your way. Fast and secure pumps. State-of-the-art card readers. The convenience stores of Speedway.
When you're a dad, these kinds of quotes happen.
I don't know what twerking is, but I have some yard twerk that needs to get done.
Well, have you heard of a phone call? It's that new app on your phone.
The car looks good, son, but that muffler looks exhausted.
New jeans? They have holes in them.
Oh, no. I say these things now?
Yeah,
but Safe Auto will get you a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes. It could save you 25% at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You just keep the dad quotes coming.
Join us for good times and great golf at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship August 15th through the 18th. Pub 13 is the place to be where birdies equal drink specials. And don't miss the Party on the Range Saturday featuring Rock House. Admission is free. Go to ncc-golf.com today.
Tim Hortons is taking the boring out of breakfast with a new blueberry waffle breakfast sandwich. Savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese between two Tim Hortons waffles filled with real blueberries. Try the new blueberry waffle at Tim Hortons today. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Get to Old Navy right now. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off from just $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Try on a pair in store and save even more with $5 off your purchase of $50 or more during Old Navy's Great Denim Try-On-A-Thon. Hurry in now to find your perfect fit and save big with up to 50% off all jeans now at Old Navy. Valid 8/12 to 8/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, and jewelry. $5 discount valid with jeans purchase.
Want to update your home? Start with what has the biggest impact, your floors. Let Paneltown & Floors, family-owned and operated since 1967, help you transform your home. Paneltown & Floors is the most complete flooring destination and delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Meet with their experienced staff and let their unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection guide you from vision to reality. The complete flooring source, Paneltown.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios,
HD1 Columbus.
The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam. Reds winners last night. They took down the Cards. They go again tonight at Great American Ballpark at 7:10. Adam Wainwright pitching for the Cardinals. La Piedra, Luis Castillo going for the Red Lakes. Indians clobbered the Yanks last night. They go again tonight in the Bronx. Aaron Civale for the Tribe. Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees. That game starts at 7:05. Three NFL preseason games tonight. Bills at Panthers at 7. Dolphins at Buccaneers at 7 as well. Then the Bears take on the Giants tonight at 7:30. Brownies in Indianapolis tomorrow at 4. To play the Colts. PGA Tour action this week. Top 30 in the FedEx Cup rankings by the end of the weekend will punch their ticket to Eastlake for the Tour Championship next week. And your leaders, Adam Hadwin, Jason Kokrak, and Hideki Matsuyama, all tied at 8 under par. This update brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Most reputable show we have, and that's not saying much. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back. Shot clock is running here at Pub 13. Carpenter and Rothman live from the Nationwide Children's Championship, where every birdie means a buck draft here at the pub. So the line is long, and you were late. Carpenter was late. Crowd erupted, as they should. So I think we go Miller and Coors for a buck, and I think we go some kind of Watershed vodka, I think, for like $3. So we're getting it flowing here on a Friday, so if you're coming over to the golf tournament, make it over to Pub 13 and hang out, because this is the place to be. Wanted to mention Dwayne Haskins again and why nobody believes he's going to be on the bench for very long. He uncorked his 55-yarder under pressure. All of a sudden,
Freddie Mercury'd that thing?
Yes, he really did. And so you have to start thinking about what's right for him. And certainly he wants to start. Certainly he's ready to go. It's just a matter of whether you want to toss him in there. And so, you know, he said that he was proud of what happened pre-snap more than anything.
Yeah, because he flipped. Yep. You could see the pressure coming from his left. He actually got hit at the end. And he adjusted the protection, which was to the strong side. He flipped it over. He saw they were bringing it to the weak. Re-IDing the mic to get the center to turn back to get the extra blocker there to buy him a little bit extra time and let it fly, man. He dropped a dime right on his face mask.
Hard count, showed rotation late, put the protection in, and that was picked up. Still got hit, but Rob did a great job of getting open. Quarters coverage, saw the defensive backpedaling pretty slowly, so I said, all right. We're going deep. I wasn't even worried about getting hit. That's a pro. I mean, that's a guy that's you hang in there in the NFL, and you're going to take one. And so,
but the big thing was he mentioned the hard count. So you always see those quarterbacks, why they hard count. It's not just the guys to jump. Sometimes it gets the blitzers to show. Sometimes you'll begin to see the safety rotation because they'll start to bail, and then you're like, all right, now I got you. And you have the perfect call into it, and you see the DB's a little slow out of there, and you let it fly, man.
Tom Brady was asked about, you know, what his life would be like after his career is over. But the problem is the career's not ending anytime soon, right? He wants to play for at least a few more years. Somebody asked, you know, could he transition to the sidelines?
Yeah, right.
And the quote comes back, oh, hell no.
Exactly.
Coaching wouldn't be for me. Certainly not. I like playing. Wouldn't be a good coach. Don't have the patience to be a coach. First of all, the lifestyle.
What if he would have said, listen, my wife's richer than I am. We've got plenty of money. Like, does Coach, do you think I want to wear a hoodie and hang out here with Bill? Does he seem like a very pleasant guy to you?
I studied film forever. Do I want to keep doing that for someone
else?
The thing
is, the guys, it's not the studying in that. It's just the travel and the time away from your family. And then as a player, like in the offseason, you get some more downtime and you get to do some different stuff. The issue then becomes like when you're a coach, like you're working more and you're never really home. Giselle, I don't think, would ever let that happen. I mean, as long as she's probably wants him to retire right now. She probably wanted him to retire 3 or 4 years ago. And she can handle that because they're winning. And he's good, still really good. But if he said, hey, dear, I'm going to take about a $25 million pay cut, and then I'm going to do something that works that requires me to work more.
I'll tell you a quick story. So I was in the Pro-Am here on Wednesday, and I got to play with a guy named Ben Crane, who's been around for a while, right?
I saw the Crane pictures.
And I asked Ben Crane. I said to him, I go, so he played for Oregon. He played for the Ducks. And I said, so have you ever been to Bandon Dunes? I'm thinking about making a golf trip out there. And he goes, no, I've never played Bandon Dunes. I go, well, how could you have never played Bandon Dunes? He goes, well, I don't play social golf. He goes, if I called my wife right now and told her I want to take a golf trip with my buddies, she'd say, you're on a golf trip with your buddies every week, and you get paid for it. So,
But that's the money that you get to spend, too. So maybe I get a little R&R for the big guy.
So I told Ben, the Crane Insane, when he goes out there with the golf boys, he and Ricky and Bubba and Hunter, when they all reconvene, I want to be there. We will welcome in right now the vice president of competition, Mr. Jim Duncan. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for stopping by. This is, you know, people in Columbus are very spoiled. We have incredible golf courses. We have a great event at the Memorial. And then we have this hidden gem in late August here at Scarlett. Give us your thoughts.
Entertaining hockey coach, too. So,
well, we have mine every week. Are you a fan of Torts?
Oh, yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right. Good. So that's what we do here, man. We talk hockey and dogs and golf, and that's how we make a living. Your job this week is to what? Overrule the officials? I mean, you have to. You're the overlord, right?
What? Yeah, not really. I'm, you know, during the tournament and everything, I'm kind of acting, you know, as their peers, really. But we just organize each other, trying to, you know, decide how we're going to try to conduct this tournament. It's that simple, really.
And what's the strategy when you come into a tournament like this?
Well, I mean, this is a finals. There's a lot of things, you know, going on that are maybe a little different, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, we're trying to provide a real good test, simply to identify the best, you know, the best player, the best winner. So the golf course is getting firmer now, which is good. I think players like that, and I think that really kind of separates the guys that are playing pretty good from the guys that are playing really well. So, you know, we're looking forward to a good weekend.
So when you're gauging the setup and the course difficulty, how much do you factor in the weather with that of coming in and knowing that, hey, maybe it's going to be drier, it'll firm up a little more, we can be, you know, maybe less aggressive as opposed to if it's softer, hey, we're going to have some more difficult pin placement?
Well, I can tell you how important the weather is with everything he just said. We employ a meteorologist that actually sits in our office all week.
Oh, wow.
And does that on, you know, all, you know, the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour now. So
does he get paid if he's wrong?
Just like they always do, you know.
I mean, everybody else out here only gets paid when they play well.
Well, I think his purpose is really kind of twofold. You know, one is safety, and we've been knock on wood pretty fortunate on the PGA Tour. We haven't had a bad incident with lightning or any kind of other severe weather during a tournament. But then he also, you know, is there and he's available to give us the latest information, you know, about the wind and, you know, what the evaporation rates are and stuff. So, you know, you still got to put water on a dry golf course. We're just trying to figure out how much. And these guys are pretty particular, and you know, if we get too much, we'll hear about it, and if we don't get enough, we'll hear about it. So,
exactly.
And it's still weather, though, so he's not always right. But, you know, it's just a matter of really they can get the, you know, the most latest up-to-date right. information. Everybody's got an app now. We're just probably 12 hours ahead of everybody's app.
He's Jim Duncan. He is the vice president of competition here at the Nationwide Children's Championship. So the biggest topic on tour right now is slow play, and I'll give you my take on it. It's a real humble amateur take. I don't care as a fan. watching it on TV, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know if they're slow or not. I see the network cut to another shot. He hits. The network's never going to show me a guy for 3 minutes dissecting a putt unless it's the final round of a tournament and they're on the leaders and you really want to see kind of the drama unfold. Is this overrated in your mind, this whole slow play thing? And can you tell our listeners what is the rule, if there is one, for slow play when you put a group on a clock or when you put an individual on a clock?
Let me just tell you what the current rule is. All it's right. pretty simple. It's, you know, the rule staff will establish what we consider a time par for the golf course, and I think it's 4:33 here.
Okay.
For threesomes. And if a group, you know, the first group's got to play in that time par, or if there are subsequent groups, they've got to either play in that time par or be in position, which is basically on the same hole as the group in front of them. So, you know, and ask, you know, everything that you're seeing on TV, I mean, for all I know the other day, you know, Bryson had his situation that everybody knows about, but they could have been, you know, easily in position. And when they're in position and they're a subsequent group, they can take as long as they want. So we are trying to really evaluate the policy right now to try to figure out what is really the right way to do this thing. You know, we're in the age of you know, numbers and statistics. We're getting a lot more sophisticated, especially on the PGA Tour, with the cameras that we're putting by the greens and stuff, where we can actually be a little bit more pinpoint on the times that players are taking. So it could be a number of things. It maybe we take a whole different route and we look at players, you know, what is their average time on six or seven different shots. And let's just say if you're over 30 seconds, you know, if you're over 30 seconds the tour average, we're not going to deal with it on the golf course. We're going to deal with it that, you know, you have this amount of time to improve that average, or, you know, you're going to get fined or you're not going to play. I mean, it could be that. You know, really, from our standpoint, I think the best thing about pace of playing is just like when you do anything, is to try to keep a flow moving. I had a guy, I don't know, a long time ago when I lived in Myrtle Beach in this business, explained to me, you know, when Myrtle Beach was playing 300 people a day in April, which is too many on the golf course, he said, you know, pace of play is kind of like a freight train. You know, once the train keeps going, it goes pretty good. But he said once a freight train stops, then everything stops. So, you know, we try to set up the intervals, et cetera, to try to keep guys where, you know, where they can play at some sort of reasonable, you know, not stopping and starting, some kind of reasonable place. And that usually is the thing that that you'll see will do the best for pace of play. I mean, we're playing a field here of 138, which is less, and every group right now on the golf course is under time par, which is, you know, that's good for us. So,
oh, they're cruising. That's, I mean, the medium pace that you're trying to hit can be very, very difficult to try to window that. And you obviously hear some of the stuff that's come out publicly. Will players complain privately as well? I mean, is that something you'll field where they have issues with obviously playing up?
Oh, yeah.
Guys?
Oh,
okay,
yeah. No,
so that, they will voice their concerns to you.
It's a huge part of our jobs. And, you know, on one hand, they expect you to use common sense until it applies to them. Right? You know, and it's
there's too many people speeding in my neighborhood, yeah, except for when you're the one that gets pulled over.
What do they say? If you're driving 80, you're a moron. And if you're driving 40, you're another moron.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's interesting. But we're trying to get the flow. And I think you also don't want the game. You know, people and we're trying to look at this, that people don't spend a lot of time or spend less time doing everything they do nowadays.
Yep.
Versus maybe 15 years ago. But then you still have individuals. I heard a player say one time, you know, this is, you know, this, we were talking about something with pace of play. And, you know, so we're always going to deal with people that just do things slower. You know, sometimes you say hello to somebody and, you know, there's a 3-second delay before he responds hello back to you. And, I mean, I heard a funny comment like you were referring to earlier where the player, a player in question, he says, this guy just does everything slow. Have you ever gotten behind him in the buffet line? He starts a two-group wait there, you know. So, you know, there's a little, he says, you know, there's just all of that. So it's a big project, but we're trying to, I think, try to analyze it from a little bit different. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking today, you know, as many people are talking about it right now, is probably a factor in while we're doing a little, I mean, we're doing a little bit better here than we have in the past. So
yeah,
and it kind of goes.
One guy stands out more than the, right. I agree, but I'll wrap it up this way. Not all shots are created equal. Some require more thought and strategy. Mm-hmm. Some lies need to be assessed when you get up there. Some guys hit it farther than others, so they have to wait. They don't want to be ahead of the guy, like Bryson said. So then they got to walk to their ball after he hits and then go through their 40-second routine. Pre-shot routines are all different. But I will tell you, as the average fan watching, whether I'm in person or on TV, I honestly couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And I know with social media, we get to see Dyson or DeChambeau dissect an 8-foot putt for 2.5 minutes, and that is obviously way too long. It's his play. It's the guys he's playing with that
right.
should be really ticked off, and they have been, and they've been voicing it, Jim, and they've been almost policing themselves in the media a little bit.
Well, we were talking hockey right off the start of the thing, and I grew up playing hockey in Canada, and it was always to me the best policed, you know, the self-police sport
That's
of all time, and. You know, I'm not advocating that needs to come in golf, but I can tell you, I can go talk to a player sometimes until I'm blue in the face with all the facts in the world and say, hey, look, you've got to speed up. But the first time he hears one of his peers go, Parge, you're a two-shot penalty to play with, that's usually when the light will go on with him.
All right. Jim, thanks for stopping by, buddy. Have a great week. We appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah,
your insight and excitement for this tournament. All right, when we come back, we'll get back on this leaderboard and tell you what's going on out here. And you might want to dip into the next one, life as a caddy. What could that be like? You'll hear about it next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Season ticket holder from day one?
Us too.
Now and forever, your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
She, lying there longingly, hopeful. Perhaps this is the night he tries. You, before the bathroom mirror, bearish Betty hanging over the worn elastic of your briefs. If only there were a way to help you muster the fire, the attention span. Alas, there is a place. Nay, an oasis plentiful with wands and rings, potions and elixirs to restore your vitality, your passion. Lion's Den, the official oasis of pleasure, passion, and romance.
If you're looking for more ways to save, you're going to love the Buy 5, Save 5 event happening now at Kroger. Just choose from a wide selection of participating items. And when you buy any five, you'll save $5 at checkout with card. Visit Kroger.com or the app for details. And while you're online, download your coupon to earn one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursdays through Sundays. Limited time offers and restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. It's back to school time, and at Kroger, we've got more ways to save for an awesome start to the year. With great sales on their favorites, fuel points, and digital coupons, the savings for back to school really add up. Right now, premium California yellow or white peaches and nectarines are only 97 cents a pound, and fresh, juicy red or black plums are just $1.49 a pound with card. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Good is getting an awesome back-to-school haircut. Great is giving back at the same time. This back-to-school season, when you get our free Great Clips online check-in app, we'll donate $1 in supplies to schools in need with a goal of donating $400,000. And with some delivery help from Monster Jam, this is one easy way to make a big difference. You get the app, we donate $1. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at greatclips.com/schools. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Visit our Columbus area salons.
James Laurinaitis here to share my love for my Kubota MX5800 tractor that I got from my friends at Green & Sons. This tractor makes any work at my property so much fun to do and so easy thanks to Hydrostat transmission that makes this thing a breeze. The front loader has helped me move rock, stone, ash trees, and the brush mower on the back has made mowing the tall grass so simple. There are so many options that you can attach to this thing. I mean, tillers, seeders, maybe even a snowblower in the winter. Go check out this Kubota tractor at Green & Sons in Mount Sterling or in Broadway just north of Marysville.
The Buckeye Show.
Here in our little spot of the country, I think Chris Holtmann is Tony Bennett.
High claim.
He's that good.
He is good. He's great.
The Buckeye Show.
Presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony Rothman. For my favorite place to customize burritos, bowls, nachos, and tacos, Hothead Burritos. You got to try the Hothead difference. Just go to hotheadburritos.com and see all of your choices. And you can check for delivery in your area, too.
Explore for Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, champion of sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
Want to update your home? Start with what has the biggest impact, your floors. Let Paneltown & Floors, family-owned and operated since 1967, help you transform your home. Paneltown & Floors is the most complete flooring destination and delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Meet with their experienced staff and let their unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection guide you from vision to reality. The complete flooring source, Paneltown.com.
GBQ is a top 200 tax, accounting, and consulting firm headquartered right here in Central Ohio for over 65 years. At GBQ, our purpose is clear. We empower growth. Growth of our people, our communities, and our clients' businesses. We've learned that this is what matters most to our stakeholders. It is this purpose that drives and inspires us each and every day. It's why we exist. Visit us online at GBQ.com. That's GBQ.com. GBQ, empowering growth.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting to protect Medicare and reject socialist-style price controls. Some politicians are claiming socialism is the prescription for all ills. When it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made coverage so popular. They're tempted to import price controls from other countries' socialist systems or erode free market negotiations on medications. Socialist policies like price controls would harm both innovation and our access to treatments. America leads the way in innovation with hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS are just over the horizon. New drugs are covered here years before other countries like Greece. Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting against government price controls and to protect competition and free markets. They're the best way to enhance Medicare drug coverage. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Sports radio and saving dogs, all in a good day's work. It's Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back, Pup 13, Nationwide Children's Championship. Joined by a longtime friend, Taylor Ford. Good to see you, brother. I didn't want to see you at Pup 13 this early. I wanted to see you on the range. You were caddying for Hunter Mahan.
I was. I filled in for the week.
How'd you get that call? How does that happen? Are you in some kind of portal? Caddy portal?
I think I am. I got a call from, well, him directly. But earlier in the week, I got a message from someone at Wasserman. So, you know, it's an agency portal. And you go down the list. And you get to the bottom of the barrel and you find Taylor Ford. So...
Well, come on. I mean, you're a regular Stuart Sink, right?
Yeah, I was until a few days ago, actually. We parted ways.
Okay.
So, you know, Stu's kind of ramping down a little bit, and I'm trying to ramp up. So hopefully going to, you know, find a younger guy and get going.
So what's the process then of finding, you know, a new golfer to pair with? I mean, as far as chemistry, personality, like you said, age. I mean, what are all those factors that go into it, and how does that kind of come about?
There's a lot of things. So, like, you definitely have to market yourself if you're a caddy, because you got to let people know you're available. And golf is not forgiving, where even the golfers get forgotten. You miss 2 or 3 weeks and people completely forget about you. So same as caddying, where if you're not out there for a couple weeks, people just kind of forget about you. But you just reach out to a couple camps and you get your name out there and you do a good job and just try and grind. And if you get fit with a young guy and you guys get along well, then it's a can make for a good partnership.
So they want to know who you've caddied for? Do they want to talk to that golfer even? How do references work when it comes to your industry?
Well, it certainly is. It's all about reputation. So, you know, working for Stu, it's not like we burned a bridge. It was more him, but, you know, it was a mutual decision. So, okay. You know, if anyone reaches out to him and says, you know, hey, I'm thinking about having Taylor on the bag, what do you think? You know, I would imagine that he, you know, gives me a good up. So there's that. And you play with guys that you kind of honestly, like, talk to them as well. So, you know, you're playing around and you're chatting it up with 2 or 3 other players for a couple days, and they see you're doing a good job. So, you know, that might in the long run, you don't think about it 2 years ago, but you play with someone and they remember you and how you worked, you know, then they say, oh, Taylor's free, and they might, you know, give you a call based on 2 years past.
On a side note, we just had another birdie, so the 13-minute countdown clock, Rothman, just started again. So try to make sure we get you out of here so you can hit that out before you get...
You want to spread them out a little bit. I think that's why the line isn't very low, because everyone just went up there.
I'll tell you what, we made birdie, and I didn't think there would be five birdies out here. The 216 is the hole adjusted.
Wow.
And it's getting firm. They just watered them, the superintendent and their crew. So I did not think there'd be a lot of birdies today.
Oh, this is going to be a great time. So I think this is the third one now of the day. There's one just prior to us getting here. And what would you define as kind of your caddying style? I know everybody has, it's a lot of it goes into your personality somewhat with your golfer, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, ideally kind of your interactions and level of involvement and just kind of how you handle. I know some guys are more serious, some provide a little levity.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a little in between. Like I'm fun and outgoing, but you know, when it comes time to do business, I'm pretty serious. I don't like to chit chat when you know, like we're in the heat of the moment and stuff like that. I understand that the player is more so, you got to fit the mold of the player more than what your preferences are. So, you know, I work for Stu, and you know, when we'd get in the heat of the moment, he would have more conversation. He'd like to talk and get his anxiety out a little bit by talking, so I'd have to, you know, talk a little bit. But there was other players, like, you know, that I worked for, Justin Leonard, who, you know, if we're playing well, he'd just kind of like to keep to himself a little bit, and you just kind of get the basics and you just kind of walk and shut up and let him do his thing.
The old phrase, right? Show up, shut up, keep up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So you just got to figure out everyone's, you know, the players are all different. You got to mold to that. Some people can't adjust to, some guys can't shut up or they can't talk enough. And so you got to figure out how they do it.
It was just interesting because we had Michael Collins on up at the Memorial, and that, you know, he had got into it, into caddying. He was originally a comedian. I asked him, he's like, and some guys, he's like, the guys who requested me that I started working for, they enjoyed the fact that I could lighten the moment a little bit for them and provide some of that. And that's why I was just curious. Yeah. Everybody's personality is different as far as, you know, what type of personal skills you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, so imagine having Michael Collins on Henrik Stenson's bag where he would probably just throw his 3-wood at him. So, yeah, it all depends on the player.
But. He's Taylor Ford. He went to Westerville Central. He then played at Otterbein, and now he's a caddy for his livelihood. So let's get down to the serious part, and I don't want to dive into your own bank account. How does this work? Does everyone decide? Like, you get a call from Hunter Mahan this week. You didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Is this like you get a rate? Does he agree with like a flat rate? Is there a percentage? And is that up to you guys to come to that, or is it a standard deal?
Yeah, so it's textbook kind of throughout. You kind of figure out a weekly rate, and then you get a percentage of what they make. I was pretty fortunate. You know, one of the reasons I said yes is because I live 8 minutes away, and I have no expenses for the week or anything like that. So, you know, just worked out well. But you typically negotiate a weekly salary and then a percentage, and it anywhere depends from 5 to 7 to 8 to 10% based on whether they make the cut, finish top 10, or win. So, you know, I kind of negotiate that. And
so you got paid this week. You didn't make the cut, but you got paid.
I still got paid.
All right. Wanted to make sure on that. Give me your final thought, and Bobby wants to know this too. I want to know what a professional caddy's biased view was of the Matt Kuchar incident, where they agreed to a rate, then he wins. Caddy thinks he was involved with the process, was a local caddy, I helped you, local stuff. Where's my little reward bucks for it? Kuch says you agreed. Where do you stand on this?
It was disappointing to see. Yeah, it is, trying to hold back a little bit. It was disappointing. Because of not only, you know, his win. I tell people this, that if you would have had zero effect, even if he just carried the bag and literally just shut up the whole round, which I don't think he did. I think he helped him read some greens and whatnot. But even if he literally just showed up for 4 days, carried the bag, and you still won, if I told Matt Kuchar on Monday morning, I'd say, hey, I'm going to give you 10%, you know, if I win. Like, you know, if I had told Matt Kuchar on Monday morning that you're going to win, but you're going to have to pay your caddy 10%, I'm sure he'd have been like, that's a no-brainer. I'll take it. But, you know, I don't think he understood what it would have meant to that guy and his family. And I think he's, you know, kind of missed the mark a little bit and tried to repair it after a lot of damage was done. But, you know, and especially Matt Kuchar being a top player, got millions in his bank account. It might even help his tax bracket a little bit. I don't know.
Well,
but pay the man.
The other thing he didn't probably figure, in 2019, it couldn't go viral.
It's Twitter, isn't it?
And he came back. The caddy outed the situation. He got interviewed, and then that was it, and the fuse was lit.
Yeah.
Taylor, it's always good to see you, buddy.
Absolutely.
I'm
Thanks
sorry
for having
you
me,
make
guys.
The weekend, but we love seeing you, man. Keep looping and keep finding your way, because you're living a lot of people's dream right now, getting to travel to exotic places. And
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, man. Thanks.
Appreciate
always
it,
good
guys.
To see you.
Yeah.
That is Taylor Ford, Westerville Central Zone, Otterbein Zone, and professional tour caddy. When we come back, we will talk some puck with you. Cam Atkinson, speaking of a local dude who lives here all year round, we'll talk to him next about his summer, the offseason that's coming to a quick close, and the Blue Jacket season coming up. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
Golic and Wingo.
Golic and Wingo.
Wingo.
Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, this is Bob Mashuter from Dick Mashuter Ford, and I have something really exciting to share with you. Dick Mashuter Ford is offering total protection to our customers with a promise exclusive to our family-owned dealership. If you lose your job, we will take your vehicle back and pay the bank off with no impact to your credit. This will protect your family no matter what life throws at you. Would you expect anything different from a friend? Hamilton Road, just a mile north of 70, or shop us 24/7 at MashuterFord.net. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do.
When you're a mom, these kinds of quotes happen.
If it's been in the couch, it's no longer food.
Because this show is for moms and dads.
No, you may not shave the dog.
Is that applesauce on your leg? We don't even have applesauce. Oh, those undies really fit you well now.
Oh, no. I say these things now.
Yeah? But Safe Auto will get you a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes. That could save you 25% at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You just keep the mom quotes coming.
Hey, it's Anthony Rothman. I'll be at the Sprint Store, 1500 Polaris Parkway, this Saturday, 11 to 1. Sprint's going to have great deals, and the Fan will have awesome prizes. See you Saturday at Sprint on Polaris Parkway.
Join us for good times and great golf at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship, August 15th through the 18th. Club 13 is the place to be where birdies equal drink specials. And don't miss the Party on the Range Saturday featuring Rock House. Admission is free. Go to ncc-golf.com today.
Fantasy football and point spread conversation is about to invade your ear hole. Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas host On the Money every Sunday morning from 11 to 1.
Presented by Peak Performance for Men.
The Fan.
At Rosati Windows, our commitment to the customer has not changed since day one. No high-pressure sales, no long drawn-out presentations, just our best price the first time. We talk about having a good buying experience, but what do we mean? I believe that customers should get a high-quality product at a fair price, and they get excellent customer service, do feel that they're getting the best buying experience in the business.
Call Rosati Windows today, 777-4806.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain, very intense, can make your eyes water. It makes you walk funny because you're trying to get pressure off your heel. I had instability. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And I was driving past the Good Feet store. I mean, why not? Give it a try.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way.
They wanted to make sure they fitted me with the right thing. And so they brought out several different arch supports and gave me the opportunity to try them in shoes and walk around with them until they found the perfect ones for my feet. I had no idea that they would be that patient, and I had no idea they would be that kind. And you just knew, like, your feet, just when they got on the right ones, they were like, oh, yeah. And it really did make a big difference. It made my foot not hurt. I'm Teresa, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
She, lying there longingly, hopeful. Perhaps this is the night he tries.
You, before the bathroom mirror, bearish belly hanging over the worn elastic of your briefs.
If only there were a way to help you muster the fire, the attention span. Alas, there is a place. Nay, an oasis plentiful with wands and rings, potions and elixirs to restore your vitality, your passion. Lion's Den, the official oasis of pleasure, passion, and romance.
They would spend their lives draped in velvet if it were socially acceptable. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, we're just a pitching wedge away from this guy, I'm sure. Cam Atkinson, who led the Blue Jackets with goals. He was top six in the NHL. He also tied the Nationals franchise single-season record for goals. Two-time All-Star, and he joins us now on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Cam, we can't thank you enough, buddy. How's your summer going? I know it's coming to a close pretty soon.
Yeah, boys, thanks for having me. So far, so good, man. So far, so good.
Let's start with something fun. You were with Nikki, right, at Foligno's charity hockey event. How did that go last weekend?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. They raised, for new kids, a lot of money, a lot more money than I anticipated. But it was a great turnout. A lot of CBGA boys showed up and represented well and supported Nick and some other guys around the league. But it was a great great turnout. A lot of fans showed up. And at the end of the day, like I said, they raised a lot of money for a great cause.
So after the season, you know, especially you have a little playoff run, which is nice. It shortens up the off season, Cam. So you take some time off. You travel a little bit. Enjoy the new family that's growing. But you mentioned camp's coming up. So now when is the start that you'll have to report? And then what is your training and how has it kind of changed throughout the summer?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, the boys are all starting to trickle in this week and next week. And by the end of the month, everyone will be here. But you kind of, training camp starts the 13th of next month. So, weeks away, which is crazy to think. But guys start skating a lot more. So hopefully the boys, for the most part, have been in the gym and kind of bulking up and gaining their muscle back that you kind of lose throughout the season just because, you go from working out in the gym a lot in the summer to skating every day during the regular season. So it's just kind of hard to maintain that bulk. So about a week or two, you start kind of tapering your workouts and you're getting on the ice a lot more.
Cam Atkinson is with us from the Blue Jackets as we talk some hockey with you before camp starts. So obviously the team looks different, right? I mean, the average fan is probably looking at this thing and saying, wow, what a run you made, sweeping Tampa and giving Boston everything they could handle, just couldn't tilt that series at the pivotal point. But, new goaltender, Brett is gone, Duchesne leaves. You've got some young guys to be excited about with Bemstrom and Ollie, who was playing great last year, and certainly PLD and Josh Texier, who we saw a lot of. We know about the D-Cor. Give me your take on where you think maybe the biggest move you guys are going to have to make to kind of fill in the gaps here.
Yeah, I mean, every year that's the business side of the sport with any professional sport. Guys become free agents and they get to dictate what they want to do. And you only get that opportunity once, maybe, twice if you're very lucky, where you can decide where you want to play and kind of finish your career. So it is what it is at that point. I think the biggest change or the biggest difference is going to be goaltending for us. For it gives every guy a little bit more opportunity. All these young guys that are coming up, there's going to be a lot more ice time. Guys are going to be battling for different spots, different, situations throughout the game. But I think, our goaltending is definitely strong. I think Corpy, he just needs an opportunity. He just needs to be able to play a bunch of games in a row, not one game every, 10 games. I don't think you could get into a rhythm. So I'm excited for Corpy and obviously Elvis and the other guys that we have that are going to be battling for that spot. But I think that's probably going to be the biggest, biggest game changer. So you need your goalie to be one of your best players, if not your best. And I think Corpy's definitely ready to make that step.
Talking with Cam Atkinson, Columbus Blue Jacket All-Star here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And Cam, one of the big off-season acquisitions then was Gustav Nyquist, him coming in to play up front. What do you know about him? I mean, do you know him at all? And kind of his style, how do you kind of see him meshing in?
Yeah, he's a great player. I actually played against him when I was at Boston College. He's, I think, arguably the best college player at that time. You know, he's had a great career so far and puts up, you know, consistent numbers every year. And, you know, he had 60 points last year, 50 points the year before. So he's definitely going to help us offensively, which is what we're going to need. Might get an opportunity to play with him, which would be pretty cool. But yeah, he's definitely going to come in, and I know he's excited. I talked to him a little bit after he signed, and he's got a family as well, so he's ready to, you know, be more of a leader on this team and you know, steer the young guys in the right direction and help us win games.
Cam, how much? I know it's always inherent pressure to tuck that puck away, and you know, lose some guys that certainly could do that. You're one of the guys that stuck around. Certainly, you're here. This is where you want to be in your career. You make your home here year-round. What kind of things does Cam Atkinson look at to become, I guess, even more of a leader or take on that kind of pressure that this team is going to have to endure to be able to keep this playoff run going and keep thinking big thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? I think the pressure is what keeps us athletes going and never being satisfied. And there's always room for improvement and learning and growing. And you know, last year was my first year wearing the A. Not that you need to wear a letter in your jersey to be a leader, but I take a lot of pride and responsibility in trying to, you know, help the young guys, you know, whether it's in practice or questions that they have in between periods or, you know, things that maybe they don't want to ask the coaches. They can come to me and ask, and I can give them a straightforward answer, stuff like that. And just leading by example on the ice, especially in practice, I think, yeah, you practice hard and these good habits in game-like situations. So I try to lead, you know, that way most importantly. But I'm looking forward to just another year. And, you know, like you said all along, it's going to be a different team for the most part, but we're bringing back our whole core, and I think that's the most important. Yeah, you know, players have come and gone, but I'm looking forward to seeing all the guys, and you know, guys are anxious. You know, everyone's kind of written us off this year, which is great. That's what we want. And I think that's what kind of fuels, I know it fuels my fire, and I hope that it fuels all the other boys' fires. And, you know, proving people wrong, that's the most important thing, and just going out there and winning games together and battling.
Yeah, you talked about proving people wrong, Cam, and for a long time here, I mean, there wasn't that level of expectation, at least, I guess, publicly for the success. Three playoff trips in a row, now winning a series, and you mentioned, you know, the expectation maybe has dropped a little around the league, but internally, I'm sure it's, you said it's still there. You know, coming into this season now after the sustained success, and, you know, you being a big part of that through the previous 3 years, you know, is that something you begin to relay to the young guys, how maybe the expectations have changed here, you know, over the past three or four seasons?
No, it's unbelievable. And I mean, I've said this all in one of my last interviews, the culture that we've built the last 3 or 4 years, we're expected to win. You know, we come to the season expecting to make playoffs, and just making playoffs, we're not satisfied. And obviously, you know, we made some good strides last year, making the second round, but we haven't won anything. And, you know, it's great for the city and whatnot, but we're a team that's so close to doing something so special for the city. So yeah, it's just one of those things where you can't be satisfied. You got to keep, you know, keep pushing these young guys and showing them the way, showing them the ropes, showing them how to, you know, really properly handle themselves, and going into every game expecting to win and not just tiptoeing your way into each game.
So, Cam, I mean, you know, the little birthday party for the little one. I mean, did we enjoy the little shoes that we dropped off over there for you?
Man, those are sweet. I wish you could make me a bigger size, even though his size was as big as mine. But I got to get a pair of those. Those are pretty cool.
Cam Atkinson with us. I know you probably don't zero in on anything in particular, but, I mean, the fans do. And you're going to have Panarin coming back on Valentine's Day night, and you're going to have Bob coming back in on New Year's Eve. Are those going to be some circled games for you guys? I know the former teammate kind of thing. What does that kind of add a lot of fuel to the fire? Not that you didn't love them and you loved them when they played or whatever, had great times with them, but when you get a former guy coming in to our building, what's your anticipation of those games?
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of emotion. You know, those are games that you want to play, and you know, it's not that I have them circled, but you know, you always want to show up for those games, especially. I guess we'll just have to wait and see when that time comes around and see what happens, you know?
Absolutely. No, yeah, you'll see what kind of team you have by then. And also, because obviously that'll be into the year a little bit. But how's everything going at the Hockey Academy, your Hockey Academy in Plain City? It's so neat to see. I mean, even though it was Boston, I mean, see a kid like Sean Crowley play in a Stanley Cup final, you know, a kid from Dublin. And if we never had a team, who knows whether that ever happens. How's your academy going?
Yeah, the Battery Hockey Academy is going strong. We're looking at a second location. But, yeah, like you said, having guys like Sean Crowley, Jack Rozovic, the Sherwood brothers, guys who I've actually been skating with and training with this summer, it's just so special. It's cool to see these guys, you know, for the most part, born and raised in Columbus and making it to the big leagues. And it just goes to show you train hard and you set goals for yourself and nothing's going to stop you. You know, you can make it to your ultimate goal. And obviously making it to the NHL is the ultimate goal, but to win the Stanley Cup that's the prize. That's the icing on the cake right there. So it was great to see Sean have a great playoffs. Unfortunate that they beat us in the second round, but you know, you're always cheering on good guys, and he's a good guy.
So are you, dude. I know you're going to be presumed first top line there for this team and a leader again, and hopefully you're ready to go for camp and we get a lot of enthusiasm again, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope to hook up with you very soon. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Cam Atkinson, the all-star from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I want to mention this. Tickets for this season, for 2019-2020, go on sale a week from today, August 23rd, 10 a.m. So check BlueJackets.com for that info. They'll have their theme night info, their promotional giveaway schedule. Tickets available also at BlueJackets.com, Ticketmaster.com. You can go to the Big Lots box office at Nationwide and check them out, because the Blue Jackets – I have done so much for this city, and they've got the pressure with some brand new guys, new goaltending questions. But you got guys like Nick Foligno and Cam Atkinson, and certainly Doobie and Nick, and some young guys like Texier, and what we presume to see out of Bemstrom. Josh Anderson showing so much hope. Boone. So it really comes down, like he said, goaltending. That's going to be – he didn't mention Elvis because
– I think he dropped it. He dropped Elvis in there. He talked a lot about Corpy. Yeah. He's like, you know, we got Elvis coming in. And, you know, so, but you have to think, he's played with Corpy now for a number of years. You always are kind of going to be more deferential to the guys that you know. He's made some big – you know, he's had some big moments for him. He just hasn't played a ton due to the fact that Bob was here. And, you know, he doesn't know Elvis. And maybe Elvis comes in and is great. And then – you know, your tune changes a little bit, but the guy who you've been with and battled with, you're always going to want to see him win the job.
All right, great stuff there with Cam. When we come back, we'll hit you with a Buckeye Bulletin. What's Ryan Day thinking about with his running back depth? We'll tell you next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
The offseason is a myth. Serving you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed your sports addiction. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-233-1771. That's 800-233-1771. 800-233-1771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with state-of-the-art card readers that feature the latest advances in credit card security to keep your information safe as you pay. Which means, when you fill up here, you know Speedway's got your back. So you can get what you need and get on your way. Fast and secure pumps, state-of-the-art card readers. The convenience stores of Speedway.
With Logan AC and Heat Services, now you can save 50% off an air conditioner with the purchase of a Trane furnace and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. For fast, friendly service, choose Logan Services.
Common Man and T-Bone.
There always has to be something wrong with me.
What do you mean?
Like, this eye twitch goes away, and I know something else is going to pop up.
You think so?
Like the hemorrhoid flares out or something. I've never been normal.
Common Man and T-Bone, weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan.
Comfort Dental is involved in your community. Every year since 1984, we've put on Care Day, giving away free dental care to those in need. Over the years, we've given away millions of dollars in dental services and helped thousands of people. Looking for a dentist? Check out Comfort Dental. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit comfortdental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event begins next week, August 19th through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers. One of a kind for a lifetime.
I choose Buckeye Health Plan, the Medicaid plan rated number one in quality in Ohio. Buckeye covers my doctor, dental, and vision visits at no cost to me. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
I'm Bobby Carpenter for Pella Windows. Did you know homeowners tell us Pella is the most preferred window brand in Central Ohio? It's no wonder when you consider their products and their people. In fact, James told us his new Pella windows were installed about 6 months ago, and they are keeping the house cool in the summer and look beautiful. Special thanks to Dave Amrin, who was my salesperson who helped me pick things out. The stain is also a perfect match. You can call 877-98-PELLA and schedule an in-home visit or check out the local Pella showroom in Polaris. Ask about Pella's new lifestyle series, innovative wood windows and patio doors, tailor-made for each room in your home. They offer sound control, integrated blinds, shades, and security sensors, all with the best limited lifetime warranty. For a limited time, get 25% off entry doors and patio doors, $125 off select windows, or 48 months, no interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
And now, your daily dose of the latest on the Scarlet and Gray. This is Carpenter and Rothman's Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, Buckeye Bulletin time. Back out here at Scarlet. And maybe the better lead for the Buckeye Bulletin is, how is our former Buckeye, Bo Hoag, doing after his big victory last week and getting his PGA Tour card for 2020. Shot 72 today, 69 yesterday, so he is at minus one, and he is tied for 32nd here at the Nationwide Children's Championship. So hopefully we'll be able to track Bo down later in the 2 o'clock hour, probably 2:30. Hope to nail him down. All right, let's hear from Ryan Day, the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and maybe the biggest transformation from a Dwayne Haskins to a Justin Fields is that ability to move.
You know, you don't want to be paint by numbers with an athletic quarterback. You want to have him, you want him to have the ability to kind of make plays with his feet and ad lib a little bit, but also stay within the offense. I think that's the key to a guy like that. When you think of the Russell Wilsons of the world and, you know, mobile quarterbacks who can create, I think you want to, you know, give them the opportunity to play within the offense, but then also, you know, make plays with their feet. And I think Justin, you know, gives us that opportunity. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, he's smart. He's going to know when he's going to have to put his pads down and run, and then also when he has to, you know, get down, slide, or get out of bounds. And that's part of playing quarterback.
He had experience at Georgia. He didn't lead Georgia, But he had experience there.
A little bit of experience. He probably honestly had about as much experience as Tate Martell did.
Yeah. Well, everyone is certainly, and you know, you come to Ohio State, you transfer in to be the quarterback here, and his mindset said, I'm coming here to be the starter. He knew what he was getting. That's what he wants. And now he's going to get a chance to do that. And presumably Ryan will establish him as the starter on Monday, right? I think that's kind of the word on the street.
Is that the word on the street? What's the word?
That is. Let's talk about Greg Madison and maybe the difference, what he will provide then with Greg Schiano. Let's talk about what he needs.
Tale of two Gregs.
What he needs fixed on the defense.
I'll tell you people this. When you're watching, and if you see our defense not run to the football, then you ask me. You come up and talk to me about it. Because one thing our guys have bought into, we will run to the football. In practice, we have 320-pound guys. We have Chase Young, who's one of the top players in the country right now, running to the football on every play. We have linebackers that will blitz and get to the quarterback, turning and putting their foot in the ground and running. And to me, that is what helps your defense overcome any deficiencies. I mean, let's face it, stats are stats. You know, the only stat that I ever really looked close at are points. You know, giving up points. You know, that's the bottom line. I never even look at what it was last year. It doesn't matter to me. The thing that I know we're going to do is we are going to be an aggressive defense that runs to the football. And everybody on our defense believes in that. And that's why I'm so proud of these kids right now.
And so there's an old adage, Rothman, that speed and pursuit cover up mistakes. And especially when you're at a school like Ohio State, where they have tons of speed, if guys are running hard and someone misses a tackle, it's going to happen. Someone misses an assignment, it's going to happen. The speed to the football and the desire to get there, given how talented these guys are, that will make the difference.
I certainly like what he has to say, and I think everybody wants that. I'm almost glad he's not... I mean, certainly he can pay attention to what happened last year and kind of look and see the guys that he has back and what needs to be fixed. But Doug LeMaurice wrote in Cleveland.com that Madison was kind of mocking an idea that Greg Schiano embraced a year ago, that he kind of jokingly acted out what a defense coordinator with no position group responsibilities might do at a football practice. And Madison said he didn't know he was directly contradicting his predecessor and didn't really mention Schiano by name. And probably had no real sense of how Schiano previously did his job at Ohio State. But, you know, it's a very interesting deal with him coming down from Michigan. It is at this stage of his career to come to this school where he's been, quote, a Michigan man for a long time.
Yeah.
And with all the Harbaughs, for him to come here, to have that kind of fallout, and then to come to the arch enemy is such a big, amazing story. And so... I don't know if he has said publicly about the talent difference or what he views as a talent difference, what he had at Michigan, what he has at Ohio State.
He's talked to guys about it.
He's hinted about it, I'm sure. Here he is on essentially about the big time. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do that afterward. We'll give you a Greg Madison bite about the running to the football again and fixing the defense. And we'll do that after a SportsCenter update. We are live at Scarlett, Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Allstate. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
With an Allstate agent, you get a local expert and help finding the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them most. Plus, when you bundle home and auto, you can save. So call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
At Residing Windows, our commitment to the customer has not changed since day one. No high-pressure sales, no long, drawn-out presentations, just our best price the first time. We talk about having a good buying experience, but what do we mean? I believe that customers should get a high-quality product at a fair price, and they get excellent customer service, do feel that they're getting the best buying experience in the business.
Call Rosati Windows today, 777-4806.
Hi, this is Bob Mashuter from Dick Mashuter Ford, and I have something really exciting to share with you. Dick Mashuter Ford is offering total protection to our customers with a promise exclusive to our family-owned dealership. If you lose your job, we will take your vehicle back and pay the bank off with no impact to your credit. This will protect your family no matter what life throws at you. Would you expect anything different from a friend? Hamilton Road, just a mile north of 70, or shop us 24/7 at MasherterFord.net. Close Sundays because it's the right thing to do.
Don't let an orthopedic condition keep you on the couch. Trust the experience, expertise, and understanding of Orthopedic One. Hey, it's Anthony Rothman, and I never felt in better hands than when I was diagnosed and did my rehab with Orthopedic One. They are Ohio's largest physician-owned orthopedic practice with 60 physicians in every subspecialty, from joint replacement to sports medicine, hand and foot surgery, surgery to spine surgery. Find a physician and location near you at OrthopedicOne.com. Orthopedic One, better lives, one story at a time.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Sports. At 7, Dolphins at Buccaneers at 7 as well. Bears take on the Giants at 7:30. Brownies, they're in Indianapolis tomorrow at 4 to take on the Colts. Ohio State football, they're finishing up their last couple of fall practices. Classes at Ohio State start on Tuesday. PGA Tour action this week. Top 30 in the FedEx Cup rankings by the end of the weekend. They'll punch their ticket to Eastlake for the Tour Championship. Your leaders, Lucas Glover, Hideki Matsuyama, and Patrick Cantlay all at 9 under par. Reds took down the Cards last night. They go again at 7:10 tonight down in Cincinnati. Adam Wainwright pitching for the Cardinals. La Piedra, Luis Castillo going for the Redlegs. Indians hammered the Yankees last night. They'll go again tonight from the Bronx at 7:05. Aaron Civale going for the Tribe. Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Carpenter and Rothman's The Really.
Sponsored by Sport Clips. Check in online at sportclips.com/check-in and claim your spot today. It's good to be a guy.
All right, welcome back. We're live at Scarlet. We are at the Nationwide Children's Championship. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we are at Pub 13, where if anyone makes a birdie on this long par 3, 216 yards, everyone drinks for a buck.
And we're in the middle of the fourth birdie queue right now, Rothman, with 3:20 left on the clock to get those discounted beverages.
How many have we had since we've been on the air?
There's one before we got here, so when you walked up, but this is the third one. So birdies aplenty. I was throwing water balloons out on the green to really soften it up.
We need it, man. When that shot clock goes off, you get 13 minutes. How much of this did you talk about the other day with Ohio State trying to trademark Shouldn't it be T-H-E-E?
Believe me.
Which one do they want?
Why not just go for both? I mean,
when you say it, everyone says the Ohio State.
Tim and I talked about it, and then we talked about it in Get Up, and they like looked at me, and I go, I'm not going to defend this. Like, the name of the university is technically the Ohio State University. It was changed that, I think, in 1878 from, like, the Ohio Agricultural and Mechanical College. And so it's the full name is the Ohio State University. I mean, he said if it's the, should there be two E's? I don't know. It's still out there. But the fact that, like, and I'll equate it like this, Rothman, you're a guy who likes nice cars and some exotic stuff. You know, having the nice car is one thing. You drive it around, people see it. All the guys do the Ohio State University on Sunday, Monday Night Football, and everybody knows about it. It's a little bit pompous, and, you know, people in college football kind of hate it, and they're like, you know, the University of Alabama or whatever, like, and people kind of troll it and whatever. But it's limited to that. When you try to trademark it, now that's you transitioning. So you're the guy with the nice car that wears the clothes of the car, like wearing the Porsche outfit and driving gloves when you're walking around, just to let everybody know. Like, you look like a fool You're wearing it all the time. Like, trying to trademark this. Like, I told Green, like, it's indefensible. I go, it's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you
it's
this.
It's the most commonly used word in the English language.
Correct. You went to more of the status of it and the eliteness of it. I'm talking about the only motivation to trademark something
is money.
Is to financially benefit from
money.
It.
Money. I go, I'm done with it.
So it can't. It really isn't to me about anything other than that. And Ohio State did, I guess, submit the trademark application to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for a word everyone uses every day. And it seems a little crazy. They had 150 trademarks in 17 countries, as well as a number of pending applications.
It's because they have like 32 attorneys on staff. They have to give them something to do.
Okay, so here's what they wanted to do. If a lot of people are going to refer to Ohio State as the Ohio State, and you'll see the hats that have the capital THE.
Yeah, because people make money
shirts,
on it.
That's it. That's the reason.
But you can't. You can't trademark a word.
No, I know. I'm just.
It's like Paris Hilton trying to trademark that's hot. Are you kidding me?
Or Paris. I just feel like.
Paris
it's
in the
not
spring?
That they want to trademark it. It's they almost want to trademark it so no one else can make money
they
off attaching it
money.
To Ohio State.
Yeah,
they see the association, and they want to protect the association.
It's called creativity. Protect the association. Man, just give me a break. Like, it is absolute nonsense. It's absolute nonsense.
The application states that the trademark would apply to such use of the word without claim to any particular font, size, or color. So actually, I'm mistaken. So they want it all, not just the capital T.
Exactly.
With Scarlet and Gray. You know, if you and I wore a Scarlet T-shirt around.
I hope the U.S. Patent Office sends them back an illicit picture and said, this is what you get. You guys, this is an embarrassment use of public funding right here. You're publicly funded. Higher education institution, the land-grant institution of the state of Ohio, and this is the nonsense that we're doing right now. You've tried to squeeze every ounce of cash you can out of everything. Let's just try to back off for a second.
Yeah.
Take a normal pill.
That's probably what it's come down
this is,
to.
I have more pride in my university than anybody. I go, this is disparaging. It's like, I can't publicly defend this trash.
Chris Davey, a spokesperson for the university, said in a statement this week, like other institutions, Ohio State works to vigorously protect
our rights and marks from any type of infringement upon branding that could besmirch our good name.
Oh, no, I don't
give me this crap.
I can write.
Besmirching. Yeah, that's what they try to claim. Like
it's printing money. That's,
exactly. But they try to claim is a brand confusion and that we want to have the highest level of integrity.
That's
no,
not it.
It's basically
the value of it.
I understand that. And that's what that's all they care about over there. And that's why, the season ticket things, people still aren't buying them. Like, you've gotten to the point, the sponge is starting to run dry. And if you keep squeezing, man.
That well is by no means
you're just going to get tennis elbow on your forearm. That's what's going to happen.
Let's hear about from Ryan Day, his comments on the trademark.
Really? They asked him about this?
Gosh.
The first time it really hit me was when I went on the road and went throughout the country. From the West Coast to the East Coast to the South to the North, and wherever you went, you had your Ohio State Block O on, and people, whether it was in the airports or hotels or whatever, it's the OH or Go Bucks, and you hear it constantly over and over again. And for my family members who wear it all over the country, they just say, I can't believe how many Ohio State people are out there. And I think it just goes to show you the range of what the Ohio State Buckeye Nation really has. And it's amazing to me that. And then also the loyalty and what it means in this area and the tradition. And so, it's obviously an honor to be a part of it. And, I think sometimes when you sit back and look at, what an unbelievable program this has been over the years and what it means to the state of Ohio and then all of Buckeye Nation throughout the country, it really is amazing. And you have to appreciate that.
Ryan, they probably asked him a question about that, though.
Right.
And they blindfolded him, put him on a bicycle, and asked him to ride through a field of landmines. And he did a fantastic job. All he did was pump the brand, pump the Buckeye Nation and the loyalty and how it's just so fantastic. He didn't get into any of the other stuff. And frankly, why should he? He's the football coach.
I will say this. Anyone listening across the country, having someone trademark the word the or the, it's just dripping with arrogance. And it comes off as, now.
Unaware.
I'll say this. They see it, and they see
so they
people
think they
profiting
can make
off
money.
It.
Well, you know
well,
what?
No, they don't necessarily want to make the money. They want someone else not to make it.
No, they want to take it, and then they can make
well,
it.
They can probably
they
do
want
that
to license
too.
It and then sell it. That's what they want to do.
put it in a box, market guaranteed?
Basically.
All right.
Guaranteed pizza.
So here it is. They expect that the initial application will be refused by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. They say, but the school has a chance to fix it and get it right. This only would apply for usage of the in ways that clearly associate
exactly
with the Ohio State and the brand, which, by the way, so would it have to say the Ohio State, or could it just be the Scarlet Gray?
I don't think the patent office, the trademark, U.S. Copyright and Trademark and Patent Office or whatever it is, I don't think they're probably going to give them a lot of latitude on that.
Yeah. So it would only apply for the usage of the in that association.
They applied for the silhouette of the OHIO, for
although here it is.
This is one person's opinion. This is one person's.
Well, the example would be like a scarlet and gray T-shirt with the on the front. The school has also filed for the trademarks for the names of football coaches Urban Meyer and Woody Hayes for use on clothing, toy figurines, and bobblehead dolls. All right. Well, they've been doing that
for a while. Yeah, because Urban signed away his rights as the head coach. I don't know if there's the amount of money you could do to sign that over to a university.
So the Bobby Carpenter bobblehead doll.
For unlimited usage into perpetuity for the remainder of my existence and beyond?
People are using with those bobbleheads. What they're going to do with those bobbleheads.
I mean, it's nauseating to me.
Yeah. Well, all right. I thought we'd hit that because it was kind of funny that it does come off as arrogant. It does come off
as... It doesn't come off as arrogant. It is. And it just looks exactly like what it is. A straight money grab. And they're prohibiting people from doing something and trying to profit off of an association due to creativity. You cannot trademark every single thing that may be tangentially related to your product.
It was interesting to me, though, when Pat Riley jumped on the three-peat, right?
He said it, and he created it. And no one ever said three-peat before, I guess. I don't know. That was like when I was six.
Right. I know.
But no one ever done it. It wasn't like the first time it appeared was 1876 when Ohio State put it on there. That's not how it works.
Oh, my. Well, all right. If they get it done, then we'll all have to kind of cease and desist.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about
it. I'm going to email my senators if it gets done.
Let's take it all the way. All right, let's hear again from Greg Madison. We wanted to hear about, we talked about the association with Michigan and him coming down here and all that. Let's hear what he has about the Michigan practice period.
Coach Day confirmed that they'll set aside time to practice for Michigan, whether it's daily, weekly, or whatever. Did that catch you by surprise?
No.
And was that done by your previous employer?
I don't know.
have you taken note of the changes that are being made there on offense?
All I know is we've got a game coming up pretty quick, and we're ready to go.
I love it. That was Clay Hall asking him those questions about it. And listen, the guy's been around for a long time. He's almost 70 years old. He knows.
He's been asked a question or two.
He's been asked a question or two about the rivalry as well. He's on the other side of it now. He's on the winning side of it now. And I don't know if the story or his story has ever been dug into enough on why he made the change, the motivation. Was it the title situation up there?
Sounds like a sit-down with Anthony Rothman.
It sounds like a sit-down with anybody, really.
A skilled interviewer.
No.
Someone who's classically trained in journalism.
From
the Cube School of Journalism. Mark Cubes.
Anyway, Madison's been with the Harbaughs for a long time. Brothers, dad, the whole deal. And it's an unbelievable deal for him to jump sides now at this point of his career. It's a tremendous deal. I think he's going to bring a lot to this. There's certainly going to be a lot of motivation. You don't want to be the guy that jumps down here and then it flips. I mean, that'd be the worst timing of all.
That's like when you're in traffic and your lane isn't moving, you change to the other one, and then that one starts moving.
Exactly right. And so when you try to goad him into talking about the game, I can still use the, right?
That's $5.
I'm still okay.
$5 in the coffer.
I think if you refer to it, the game, you're okay. It's just, it can't be with Ohio State.
But what if you do the in scarlet and gray and then a half shirt in like maize and blue underneath it?
They might both come after you. So anyway, I think that this is a
And you would not be the lucky Pierre.
No, this would be a big deal for Al and Greg to be coming down here, make the switch, then have to go up there and coach them to a win and get this defense back to where it needs to be against an offense that a lot of people think pretty highly of in Michigan right now.
Yeah, very highly of. Shea Patterson, you know, he's a lot of people have looked at him as a better project right now or prospect right now than Justin Fields this season and where they're both at. It's his senior year. You know, they brought in Gattis out of Alabama to kind of reinvent and revamp this offense. And so, you know, there won't be a familiarity there as far as what they're doing entirely. However, I can't imagine Jim Harbaugh taking his paws off of this offense completely. But they will
Nor should he, really. I mean,
if you want it to be better, because it hasn't been great.
Yeah, but I don't know how many. I mean, you've been around a long time. How many head coaches at the collegiate level? I mean, how did. Well, let's take it here at Ohio State. Okay. I mean, we really
can't say Tress. Urban took his hands off when Tom Herman was involved. And I think he took his hands off last year when Ryan Day, after he proved through three games, like, all right, this thing's running pretty well. I'm going to be around, but you call it. And
so
I'm
let me ask you this. On a vital call, on a third down call, a third and short, whatever it is, the play comes in, the offensive coordinator calls it, head coach is on the headset. Is that either a veto, he doesn't say anything, or he says go with it, or does the, or some head coaches say, all right, give me three plays. Give me and I'll decide.
How do you know, a lot of times it just depends. Sometimes give me three, and I think that's you can get in trouble a little bit right there. But I think a lot of times, you know, I know with Herman when he was here, then I think with Ryan, it was, hey, call it. And then Urban was comfortable enough to go with it as opposed to before. It's like, hey, well, what do you think about this? And as opposed to this is kind of where I'm at. You know what? We practiced it all week. I think we're going to get this look. Let's go with this. The problem becomes then is the head coach saying, even if it's something that you prepared and you have an exact situation, you think you know what you're going to get, and then all of a sudden the coach says, no, we're doing this. Because it's what the coach has always done in the past. They're going, why'd you bring me in here, man? We practiced it. We installed it. We have it ready for the third and three in this situation. We think we're going to get this look, and we're designed. It's a perfect call. No. We're going to do what we did last year. Okay, well, then that does happen.
When we come back, we're going to give you the latest on one of the top stories going on, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and the details of the just crazy deal with the plane yesterday. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the Doorknob Fart Game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You work hard. You know what it takes to succeed. Now it's time to launch your own business. Visit expressfranchising.com today. Express Employment Professionals will give you $25,000 to open your franchise. We're the number one staffing franchise in a multi-billion dollar industry. Mature Express offices average $6.4 million in annual sales. Take the $25,000 and run. Your own business. Get to know Express. Act now. Visit expressfranchising.com.
Be ready to hit the slopes this winter.
Come to the Aspen Ski and Board 21st Annual Huge Summer Sale on Polaris Parkway this Saturday, 10 to 6 and Sunday, 12 to 5. Buy last year's skis, snowboards, and clothing
at 40 to 70% off.
Take home new 2020 winter clothing by Arage, North Face, Roxy, 686, and Burton at 25% off. With last season's epic snowfall, this is your chance to take advantage of blowout pricing on new skis, snowboards, and boots.
This weekend only
at the Aspen Ski and Board 21st Annual Huge Summer Sale on Polaris Parkway.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support, and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store, and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store. Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
The wind howled like a hound through the hull of my three-seater dinghy as I navigated the treacherous waters of Lake Antrim. I was walloped by a wave, yet remained dry thanks to my light reflective fishing vest, heavy-duty rain boots, and waterproof socks. Suddenly, another gust threw me into my daughter's giant inflatable pineapple that broke my fall. I grabbed my ultralight fishing rod and cast my line into the abyss. I waited hours for a bite, Luckily, I had my crossword puzzle to pass the time. Amazon saved my life that day.
This season, find everything for any adventure at the Amazon Fall Outdoor Event.
Football season inches closer, and the Fan is getting you ready with Buckeye Replay.
Relive the Buckeyes at Northwestern from December of 2018.
Coverage starts Saturday night at 5.
Always and forever your home for Ohio State football.
The Fan.
Count on Park National Bank for a customized loan that fits your business. Reliable, responsive lenders. Experienced advisors. It's who we are. Call Park National Bank's commercial lending team today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some doctors and caregivers tend to give lectures, but at Ohio Health, we believe in listening more than we talk and see ourselves as partners in your health, not prescribers. We believe your greatest source of strength is already within you. Because at Ohio Health, we believe in your power to be healthy. Discover your best health at ohiohealth.com/webelieve.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Gah, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with a new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, we test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traneinfo.com. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things. For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Your child's teeth and gums need the right nutrition and care to grow strong and stay healthy. A back-to-school dental appointment can diagnose any potential problems and improve your child's oral health. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state, are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and obtain superior ongoing education and training. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and American Dental Association so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
I bet you did, Rothman. I bet you did. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back. Pup 13 is absolutely rocking here over at Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship Scarlet Course. All birdies are a buck for 13 minutes when someone makes one. We've had a few. It's a long par 3. Pin is gettable, but it's an over 200-yard hole. So I probably overstated it that it was that gettable.
Yeah, but for these guys, Rothman, have length like you. I mean, they're long where it counts.
They're some kind of long.
Birdies
on
aplenty. Birdies aplenty.
How about that? How long was that putt? 6 feet? All right, there you go. All right, 6 feet. Everybody drinks for a buck, and there they go.
I mean, you might want to come here just for the booze.
Look at this. Stay ahead of the herd, man. All right, so look at the shot clock. I wonder if you're in line. Do you count
13 minutes. They get them through quick. I mean, you can go through twice if you want.
Oh, churn them. Just put your head under that spigot.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
You know, there's sometimes you need somebody shining down on you, and I think that's what happened with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family survey.
That wreck, when I thought it was like a wreck, I'm like, all right, maybe they kind of tipped over, scratched a little bit on the landing. That plane looked ridiculous.
Yeah. Two pilots, he and his wife, his daughter, and two pilots survived this crash in Tennessee. And it's a 10-seat plane owned by Earnhardt. It ran off a 5,000-foot runway before going into a ditch and then banged through a chain-link fence.
It caught on fire, didn't
it? Hard landing, bounced, left the runway, caught fire. And
the fire is what's the concerning. Like, through the fence, it tipped over. I'm like, all right, that's not bad. You're a little roughed up. But then you throw the fire in there, Rothman. That adds an element of emergency getting out.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely. You're thrilled you survived the crash, and then it's how to get out. This airport is about 15 miles south of Bristol Motor Speedway, which is where they're going to have this weekend's NASCAR race. He has been part of their broadcast crew since he retired a couple years ago. Obviously, he will not be working this race. And they just want to reiterate, I guess, the appreciation to NASCAR and everybody, and everyone's doing well. And I don't have any more details on why this happened, why the landing was so bad and what happened, why it bounced and left the runway. But the fact of the matter is, he was taken to a local hospital for observation. Nobody had serious injuries. He's been discharged, and he feels incredibly lucky like anybody would. The other part that I would like to add is they even had the dog, the family dog that was on the
plane. Got the dog out, too?
He evacuated as well. And so everybody's okay. But, yes, when you see that video that's been floating around of these cars looking at this fiery plane in black smoke everywhere.
Oh, the fire. So I said the picture. I mean, I'm like, wait, they're alive? That's amazing. Because the fire is what was concerning. Yeah. A jet fuel, Rothman, it is no laughing matter. That stuff is legit.
No, serious deal. And for a guy that certainly has been in some scary moments, I don't know if that helped him at all in not panicking, but he had his wife and his daughter there and the family dog. So clearly it was a – I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. And so they escaped it, so that's really good news. You know, when I talked about this tour and the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship and what it means to people, and it couldn't mean more to a local kid, Bo Hogue, who went to Upper Arlington, has been grinding out here for 8-9 years, went to Ohio State, and living his dream, and luckily has been able to pursue the dream. Not a lot of guys can. Not a lot of guys have the money or sponsors to stay out here and pay their expenses. And he's been going after this dream for all these years. And for him to win last week and secure a top seven in the regular season and get his PGA Tour card is absolutely amazing. I think people look at this tour as the minor league tour. It is that, but it's not because of the talent and the guys that have been up and down. This isn't like professional football where guys, you know, are in and out of the Arena League or in and out of Canada. It's not that way. And so the fact that he is got his tour card after being one of the top regular season finishers is amazing. We're going to hook up with him at 2:33 and find out what life has been like since that win, and then he'll be coming off his second round here. We'll talk about that. I told you that I went down to Cincinnati, went down to the tennis down there in Mason yesterday.
How was that?
You know, it's an unbelievable event.
You didn't even get to the best part. You left early.
No, I wasn't going to stick around to watch Nick Kyrgios get fined $100,000 and throw his racket. And he got fined $113,000 by the ATP for the expletive-filled outburst in which he smashed his rackets, insulted the chair ump, and refused to get ready to return serve during his second-round match.
What do you mean get ready? They can just serve if you stand there, right? I mean, at some point in time, it's like you just go.
Yeah, you would think so. Technically, you have to serve when the returner is ready.
Yeah, but if he's just standing there looking at me, I'm going to look at the ref big. I'm going.
Yes. Well, they put the server on the clock. Why wouldn't they?
That's my point. Like, hey, my time is running out. If he's not going to get ready, I'm going to throw it. Or I'm going to serve. It's like pitching. Like, eventually, dude, get in the box. I'm going to pitch.
You know, I think in tennis is gone.
I love Kyrgios, though.
I know you do.
He's so volatile.
Well, it's because he's got this I don't give a damn kind of attitude, which is also what's going to keep him from probably winning any majors.
That's fine. But I get to see more clips of him than anybody else. I didn't see another clip of any of the other guys this weekend, but I watched Kyrgios.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing anything that McEnroe didn't do or some other guys that maybe Connors didn't do back in the day, but now it's different. And
exactly. We've tightened up as a society.
We have. And by the way, instant replay in tennis is unbelievable, right? I mean, it works. Yeah. It works for tennis. So I'm not really sure what he was going crazy about. But he seems – things tend to get to him a lot, get under his skin.
Oh, he's a cool operator, Rothman. Very smooth. He's a guy that I'd want to be in a traffic jam with.
All right. Well, I know a guy that plays pretty well under pressure. His name is Bo Hogue. He's not snapping any clubs lately because he's headed the PGA Tour. We'll find out how his tournament is going this week next when we bring him on to Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Check out The Fan's Bo Bishop and James Laurinaitis every weekday morning from 10 to noon. Bishop and Laurinaitis on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Family meeting time.
We're busy.
1 second, honey. I'm just finishing my show.
Well, I went to T-Mobile, and for every iPhone XR you buy, they give you another. So I came home with four.
But I guess everyone's too busy.
Wait, what?
iPhone XR? Sweet.
Oh, I want the red one.
Oh, yeah, the battery life on those is sick.
Okay, wait. I get the red one.
I thought you were watching your show.
I was. And now I'm going to watch it on this baby.
Right now is the perfect time to get an iPhone XR at T-Mobile. Because for each one you buy, you get a second one on us when your family gets a Plus plan. That means for a limited time, you can hook up the whole family. Hurry to a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
Via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax. Two or more Plus lines and finance agreement required. Contact us before canceling or credits stop and remaining balance due. 64 gigs, zero down, plus $31.25 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $749.99, 0% APR.
When you're a dad, these kinds of quotes happen.
I don't know what twerking is, but I have some yard twerk that needs to get done.
Well, have you heard of a phone call? It's that new app on your phone.
The car looks good, son, but that muffler looks exhausted.
New jeans? They have holes in them.
Oh, no. I say these things now?
Yeah, but Safe Auto will get you a great car insurance quote in just 3 minutes. It could save you 25% at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You just keep the dad quotes coming.
Toyota's National Clearance Event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built-in-the-USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 15 days.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan.
Want to update your home? Start with what has the biggest impact, your floors. Let Paneltown and Floors, family owned and operated since 1967, help you transform your home. Paneltown and Floors is the most complete flooring destination and delivers the ultimate customer experience to professionals and homeowners alike. Meet with their experienced staff and let their unparalleled customer focus, extensive knowledge, and unmatched selection guide you from vision to reality. The complete flooring source, Paneltown.com.
Hey guys, James Laurinaitis for Affinity Whole Health. Are you feeling tired? Are you gaining weight but losing muscle, maybe stressed out, irritable? If any of these symptoms sound like you, you should schedule a consultation with my friends over at Affinity Whole Health. With a customized testosterone therapy plan, the experts at Affinity will help you look and feel younger, improve your focus, increase your libido, and shed fat. I've been on my plan for 8 months now, and I feel amazing. Trust me, guys, I promise you, you won't regret it. Go to feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com, and tell them that James sent you.
Bread? Really? What are you going to do? Have your breakfast sandwich on bread?
Maybe.
Not today, Karen. Today, Tim Hortons is taking the boring out of breakfast with the new blueberry waffle breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, and savory. Sausage, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese between two blueberry waffles made with real blueberries.
I'm in. Where and when?
Tim Hortons. And now for the new blueberry waffle breakfast sandwich. Or try the maple waffle breakfast sandwich for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursdays through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy.
Restrictions apply.
Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Join us for good times and great golf at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship, August 15th through the 18th. Pub 13 is the place to be where birdies equal drink specials. And don't miss the party on the range Saturday featuring Rock House. Admission is free. Go to ncc-golf.com today.
Breaking chairs instead of news. Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back to the Nationwide Children's Championship. And it's unbelievable how many years I've known the man to my left, and I've just kind of watched him from afar and admired his game and just what a classy guy he is. His name is Bo Hogue, and he is now a proud card-carrying member of the PGA Tour. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Congratulations. I think it's probably the lead would be not you getting interviewed by local radio guys, but when Jack Nicklaus calls you to congratulate you, what does that feel like?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome to see. My phone started ringing. I said, I think someone's going to call you here. I was in our operations truck. And, I think I answered, and he said, Bo? Nicklaus is what he said.
Bo? Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, exactly. So it was awfully nice of he and Barbara to call.
Let me take you back to the pressure of last week in Portland. Certainly, you know, if you finished in a certain standings of the regular season, you were going to get your card. But I'm glued into this. I can't remember what time. It was early evening here, you know. And I see overcooked an iron into that par 3. And it hangs on that bank in that thick rough. You got to take your shoe off. You get in the water. You make a world-class up and down. But I started to think to myself, just for me, and I want to know what you have to say. I don't know if it's how hard you worked or how much time you've put in this game, but I think the golfing gods can shine every now and then. That ball goes in the water. Maybe you make double. Maybe you save bogey. I don't know. But it may mentally take you in a different road because you were bogey-free forever. But it held up on the bank, and I think life is about taking advantage of the breaks you get. Do you think that shot is as significant as I'm stating it right now?
Yeah, it's funny. The one image that I remember from that event that's going to stick with me the most is I think the camera kind of got me right behind me, and then I just had my pant leg up, and I was in the water, and it was just like it was such a serious moment for me. You know, I was like, okay, I'm all right. My ball stayed up. You know, this is kind of meant to be. Let's take advantage of this and get out of here. And when I was able to get that ball up and down, it just really calmed me down. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to be in good shape here.
So you dry the foot off. You start feeling a little better. And you know, for me, I'm not a great golfer. Like especially you or even Anthony over here who. You know, I mean, he typically wins over at the Memorial. He wins the Memorial, the press deal every year. But when you hit that shot and you know it's probably not where you want, take me back to the emotions going through your mind. It's like you're playing, you know, mistake-free golf, and you know it's not exactly good. What's going through your head at that moment as you see it flying?
Yeah, well, I think. First thing, I think I'm going to try to keep two shoes on the entire PGA Tour season next year. That's one of my goals. But
the great shots are always off the mistakes.
Yeah, right. You kind of have to slow down a little bit. You know, your mind's racing. You know, what could happen on this shot? You know, who knows? You got to just kind of. I was when I took my shoe off. I actually had a second to kind of let's. Stay right in this. We got a great break. Take advantage of this thing. Get the ball up there. Give yourself a putt for 3. And, you know, if you make 4, that's all right. You know, I would take that after that tee shot. You know, it could have been very marginal. Now, on the other hand, if it goes another yard, I might be 5 feet. So it's just such a tight little window there that it came back, but I was fortunate that it stayed up and just took advantage of a good break.
Some pars are meant to be. If you played this game long enough at any level, I think sometimes you feel like when you get a good break, your mind can take you one way or the other. But honestly, when you get a good break, sometimes your mind takes you to, wouldn't this be a world-class par kind of thing? And your confidence actually grows from getting the break, which is weird, right?
Yeah.
Talking with Bo Hogue, Upper Arlington's own, Ohio State's own, and has made the PGA Tour for 2020. Freddie Couples had a ball stay on the bank at the Masters in 92.
Yep, he did.
Guess what happened to him? He was wearing the green jacket. You will go on tour next year. How do you know where you're going to be playing or how you're going to be allowed, where you'll be invited to play? And how many how does this work now that you have your card?
Yeah, so finishing in the top 25 off of what's now the Korn Ferry Tour, that gets you exempt status on the PGA Tour, which is, you know, it's huge. And now with the way the schedule works, you know, you used to start in Hawaii. Everybody started just January. Now they have a wraparound schedule, so it'll be the 19-20 season. And I think there's roughly 7 events in the fall, and that's been great for the rookies that get out there, because some of the guys, you know, the Rorys and the Brookses and those and the Tigers, they play the FedEx Cup, they might play the Ryder Cup, and then they're kind of done. You know, that's their time off. So that gives that moves that line down. When they're not at the top of the commitment list, that opens up some space for maybe some of the rookies or guys with lesser status to get into those fall events. And then from there, still going to get into 20 plus PGA Tour events no matter what. But you know, if you play well anywhere in the fall, you know, you can open up the doors for majors or world golf championships and whatnot. So
is there still more you can do this week? Because everybody talked, you know, and Rothman was educating me, you know, when you got your exempt status after winning and finishing strong enough to get on the here, and then you come over here and you're looking at this weekend where you don't necessarily have to play your way in. But how does that work, where you can continue to climb, you know, the extemp priority list as far as where you'd be at in the pecking order?
Yeah, so basically, it's a little confusing. I still have to try to figure it out myself. You know, I just try to get on the golf course and shoot the lowest score I can and let them add all
Tell
that
me
up.
Where to go.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm basically competing against the top 25 from the regular season. Just the 25 of us are kind of competing for position, and then obviously an additional 25 are going to come from these finals events that we have no effect on. We already have 25. There's an additional 25 that we don't affect any of that. So kind of just playing against those regular season 25 guys. But with that win in Portland, it was it was weighted with a lot more points.
Oh.
You usually get 500 points for a win, and Portland, they juiced it up to 600. So when I got done, I didn't know what position I was going to be. I mean, I knew I was going to be in the top 25, but I saw that I was projected 7. And I was
right.
Like, wow, I wasn't ready for that. You know, like 7's, you know, it's a good, really good spot to be in. And, you know, going to play this weekend, so have an opportunity to move that up a little bit. But I'm in good shape.
He's on his home track this week. Bo Hoag with us from Upper Arlington and Ohio State. Why now? Why did this click for you? You think was it always building, or did you have to go into kind of a deep valley and come out? What has this 8-9 year run been like for you, and why do you think it's clicked for you? How, are you different? Are you a different golfer now than you were several years ago?
Yeah, definitely. It's this game. I mean, it's takes you to tremendous highs and tremendous lows. I mean, there's. You're going to get mostly lows on golf. If you win, I don't know what it is, a couple percent of the time, you're doing really well. But fortunately for me, it's been, I mean, if you put my journey on a graph, the slope of it has been constant. You know, by results, I've gotten better every single year, just on where I finish on a tour or advance into another tour or the money list on that tour. So it's been a steady incline. So that kind of kept me calm of, you know, hey, let's just keep doing what we're doing. If you just look at it on a graph, it's bound to happen.
What's improved, though, to make that graph go down?
A little bit of everything. I've always been, I've always been a good ball striker. Always been a really good driver of the ball, good iron player. I needed to put a little more time in, basically kind of that 140 and in wedges, short game, putting, and just been hammering away at those this past winter. And worked with a guy named James Siekman, actually. He's from Nebraska, and he's worked. That's all he does is short game with PGA Tour players, basically, and kind of helped me just train a little bit better and make my reps a little more worthwhile.
Was there ever a point over, you know, this almost a decade where you considered giving up the game? You mentioned it was a pretty steady track upward, and some guys it's more tumultuous, but was there ever a point in time where, like, I'm not getting good enough fast enough, the results aren't there, that, you know, maybe I should try something else?
Yeah, so I think if you ask most pro golfers, what might be the hardest tournament in golf is second stage of Q school. So Q school, you've got a pre-qualifying stage, first stage, second stage, and then final stage. If you get to final stage, you are going to be on this Korn Ferry Tour, you're going to be a member, no matter what, no matter how you play at Final Stage. So the jump from second stage is if you don't get through second stage, you have no status on any tour. And you're just back to the drawing board. At least if you get to Final Stage, even if you don't play well, you're going to have some opportunities out here to play your way on. So I had a tough time getting through second stage probably around 2015, 2014, 2015, 2016. I went to second stage for the third. I missed it three times in a row.
Ooh.
And it's just brutal walking to your car in that parking lot, you know, driving out of there. And, you know, what am I going to do? I got nothing. You know, I got to go to the mini tours. And I can't get on this tour. You know, I have a year where I'm just trying to get my game better. So when I get to second stage a year from now, I've got a chance. So.
So what do you do then at that time, like to simulate the pressure? Like
you can't. That's a thing. It's like you can play in these mini tours and or Canada or wherever. And
play some scrambles with Rothman.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there you go. I made second stage on the number in 2016. Shot 3 under the last round. I still think that's one of the best rounds of my life. Because that was the closest I've been to, hey, is this ever going to happen? I'm not sure.
How much pressure was that going into that final round, knowing, like, if you hit it on the number, obviously there wasn't a lot of room for error as you're playing your way through it.
It was the toughest round I've ever played in my life. It really was. Yeah, just because of what was on the line. I wasn't sure what I was going to do.
And then you won.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just getting to there and then taking a breath. I mean, you slammed the door. You stepped through and then just slammed it closed. I got to tell you, it's the most I think a lot of people admire. Anyone that's played this game at any level knows the pressure. You took it to another level. I know your family's thrilled, and you're getting married.
I am.
How's that going to work out with all this scheduling?
A lot happening in my life right now.
Football season starting. You're getting. When is the wedding?
January.
Okay.
Yep. January. So I told my fiance. I said, hey, you know, if I get my PGA Tour card, I got good news and bad news. The bad news is I'm gonna have to play a tournament. We're gonna have to leave like the next Monday after the wedding.
Can you say some of them are Hawaii though? I mean,
the good news is that we're gonna be going to Hawaii.
There you go.
So you're gonna have to put through, you know, put up with that. And
you're one of the rare guys that gets to take his clubs on the honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's your job.
Yep.
Dude, what are you looking forward to most on the tour? Do you think about, oh, I just want to make some cuts? Do you think about, oh, I get to tee it up with maybe one of the guys I grew up loving? Like, what are you looking forward to most?
Going to be, the guys you watched on TV when you were a kid, you know, and you're going to be playing. It's kind of a weird thing when you're playing against them, finally, like, okay, I've kind of earned my way here, and now I'm competing against this guy. Other than that, though, I mean, I think you just got to stick with what got you there and just try to go get it. I mean, basically, you got to try to win tournaments in this game. If you don't, you're just not going to last that long. You know, it's kind of hard to stay out there for a long time if you're not contending to win or finishing second, you know, and getting in that crunch time on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to getting late on a Sunday and being in the mix. That's what I'm looking forward to most.
Columbus is behind you, buddy.
Thank
Bo
you.
Hoag has arrived. He's now on the PGA Tour for next year, but you can see him this weekend here on the Scarlet Course. Best to you and your fiance. Good luck with that, and we can't wait to watch your career now. You're off and running. I know it's been a long run, but now it resets.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Big fan of the fan. So I listen on the road, you know, when I'm trying to fall in Ohio State football game, I'll pull it up online. So thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Great job. That is Bo Hoag. You know his name now, and you'll know it on the tour next year. We'll be back with an NFL two-minute drill after this. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Radio. It opens your mind to stimulating conversation and live sports. And best of all, it still costs $0. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Mark the Shark here. Hey, guys, when it's time to score a touchdown, if you know what I'm saying, you want to be sure you're ready. That's why I am so excited to tell you about BlueChew.com. That's because at BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And you'll be very happy to know that these chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. So when you are both in the mood, you'll be ready to go. And Blue Chew could be taken anytime, morning, noon, or night, or at 3 a.m. if that's how you roll, because Blue Chew can be taken on a full stomach or an empty stomach. Plus, you don't need to go to your doctor to get a prescription. Nope. It'll only take a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. And have I got a deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code SHARK. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code SHARK.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Want a new career in HVAC or plumbing? Then Atlas Butler wants you. We're seeking energetic, enthusiastic people to join our team. We offer top pay and awesome benefits. Work in a collaborative environment with people who work hard and have fun. No experience? No problem. We provide training in our new state-of-the-art facility. We've been investing in our employees' futures for almost 100 years. Be part of a team you can be proud of. Atlas Butler. Start your new career today by calling 1-800-FURNACE.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event begins next week, August 19th through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers. One of a kind for a lifetime.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer, because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Columbus Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Get to Old Navy right now. All jeans are on sale up to 50% off from just $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Try on a pair in store and save even more with $5 off your purchase of $50 or more during Old Navy's Great Denim Try-On-A-Thon. Hurry in now to find your perfect fit and save big with up to 50% off all jeans now at Old Navy. Valid 8/12 to 8/21. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, and jewelry. $5 discount valid with jeans purchase.
Hey, it's Anthony Rothman for Hot Head Burritos. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, and at Hot Head Burritos, you can literally build over 5,000 different tacos with all of their ingredient choices. Go to hotheadburritos.com and discover the big difference like I did.
Don't cry if you missed your favorite show. Go to 971thefan.com, pick your show, and enjoy the podcast on demand anytime. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. It's time for Carpenter and Rothman's Daily NFL 2-Minute Drill.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. Stop snoring and start sleeping now. Visit marklevydds.com today.
All right, NFL 2-Minute Drill time. Antonio Brown, what's going on with his feet? Well, they say he's close to practicing. He's running routes. Has he found – I was off for the last couple days. Did he find the helmet he wanted or is he just going
– Oh, he's got – there's options.
All right.
He's got options.
So the whole retirement threatening was probably
no. They're going to get it. They're going to get reconditioned, painted up for him, and he'll be ready to go.
All right. So this thing has kind of now mended itself a little bit, and now we'll see if we can keep his head on straight and get ready for the season.
See how that goes.
Kyler Murray, 3 of 8, 12 yards. Boy, they were getting after him. in preseason last night.
Yeah, well, and that's when you're running blitzing, a lot of shotgun, a lot of four wide receivers, Rothman. They call that leaving yourself exposed. Mm. And so you got to get the ball out quick, but people roll up on coverage. There's not those free access throws. And so everyone loved it early on, and they haven't shown a ton early on either. But I'm curious to see how this little dance continues throughout the year.
You got flagged for a couple false starts. The flags, well, by the way, the fake clapping before the snap.
You're not allowed to simulate the snap count, but to me that's no different than a hard count. So I don't know what – it's ridiculous.
Chris Mortensen of ESPN reporting there is guarded optimism around Andrew Luck's ankle that he'll be ready for week one.
Jim Irsay said he's good. Dr. Jim.
The small bone?
You know I'm really not good at these things. Like, this statement, like, I guarantee you, Pollard, their GM, is just like rolling his eyes thinking, this is my boss. Just quiet. Don't talk about these things.
Yeah, and plus, let's give a little privacy to Andrew Luck, too.
It's not even really the calf. It's kind of more of a bone. And not even really, I'm not really good at these things, but it's kind of a little bone, not really that serious. Okay, thank you, Dr. Jim.
Oh, my, he's classic. Anyway, I thought that's a pretty big deal as far as fantasy drafts and Andrew Luck. I mean, everyone's going to wait on a quarterback anyway, but I don't know if I'd feel too
Yeah, but then
confident.
The thing is, how are their weapons if he's not playing? That's another piece.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Jacoby Brissett is better, but he's better than what they've had in the past. And he did a good job last year, but you need somebody to get those guys the ball.
We told you earlier, Dwayne Haskins, as the coaching staff said, he was even more settled down in his second preseason game. So his climb continues. And I think we all expect that he is going to be the guy sooner rather than later. It's just whether or not he gets to the point where Gruden feels like, I want to start him at Philly to start the year. That's, if we were betting, I'm going to say no if I was betting right now.
I'm going to say yes.
I think I'll take the value on the underdog.
Because I think there's a guy who might be in charge of the team who wants to see him play. Might be pushing his chips behind him as well.
Right, and it's a divisional game, so you probably want him out there if you can get him. What else has been happening in the NFL this afternoon?
Derwin James could miss significant time with a stress fracture in his right foot. He was a Pro Bowler last year as a rookie, I believe, and if he wasn't, he should have been. He's a Los Angeles Chargers safety, phenomenal player, highly explosive, highly productive. Huge loss to that Chargers defense, if that's the case.
Speaking of the Chargers, it's a contract year for Phillip Rivers. I think we all expect him to play out the final year of that deal, and then we'll see about it. He's set to make $16 million this season. That's a nice value for him.
Nice,
I
huge
mean, it's
value.
Incredible value when consider what Dak might get, some others. So now he plans, he says, to be the starter in 2020. We'll see if he's still playing at a pretty good level. I'm sure they'll keep it going.
They had a great little deal, and I don't know if you saw it. It's on social media running around. They called the county fair. And did the Saints play the Chargers? Is that who it was?
Not positive.
I think they must have played each other because they had Breeze. They had all the quarterbacks out there together from both teams. You know, Phillip and Breeze overlapped, and then they kept Phillip when they traded and drafted him, and then Breeze walked and went to New Orleans. But they got in, they called the county fair. They had all these different throwing contests, and they had a number, and they have like a point score. And then Ohio State's own Cardale's there.
Yeah.
And so he hit a couple of the targets, racked up some points for the Chargers. But it was really fun to see like two of the greats and then all their backups, slinging this thing around. And like Rothman, they called it the skeet shoot where they had like one of the pads and they threw it up in the air 10 yards away and the guy throws it at it or like 20 or whatever it is.
We'll end it on quarterbacks as long as we're there. And the Eagles lost another one. Cody Kessler left the game 2.5 minutes in, got leveled from somebody on the Jags. I can't remember. They lost Sudfeld.
He already broke his arm. Good news, I think Clayton Thorson went like 16 of 16 for a buck and change. Looks really good, but I mean, this is crazy. Now you have literally Carson Wentz.
He was the only active one for the game, Thorson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they needed him. He is the guy. And Carson Wentz, buddy, you better stay healthy because it gets thinner and thinner behind you.
That is the NFL two-minute drill. We were just thrilled to be out here at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. It's a great event for Columbus. And now you got a lot of local interest in this event with Bo Hogue. We were thrilled to have him, so thanks to him. Enjoy it. Come on out this weekend. It's the best value in Columbus. Don't cost nothing. And you get to see some amazing golf. So
have half-off drinks at birdie time.
And if they make a birdie at Pup 13, you rock it out with the drafts for a buck. All right, that'll do it. We'll sign off for now. Have a great, safe weekend. It's Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Know what I want to be when I grow up? A truck driver.
Rumpke, now welcoming new and seasoned CDL drivers in Columbus and Circleville with a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Pay based on experience. The more you know, the more you get paid. Apply now at RumpkeCareers.com. DOE restrictions apply.
Looks nice in here, honey. I was going to sweep, but you seem to have
it handled.
Oh, wow. Mopping, too. It's like you're back on the ship deck, Sean.
Just like the ship deck, Sharon. You know me. Gotta do it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, no complaints here. It's pretty close to sparkling.
Pretty close won't cut it, Sharon.
Like you, USAA always goes above and never cuts corners because our members deserve nothing but the best. Like with a customized mobile app that offers award-winning service 24/7, so our knowledgeable team can quickly help you handle any urgent needs the right way. Because for us, good enough is not good enough. Get a quote to bundle and save on USAA home and auto insurance.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Toyota's National Clearance Event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on the adventurous new 2019 RAV4 LE for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. That's just $199 a month for a RAV4. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that every diamond at Diamonds Direct is over a billion years old? They were created by intense pressure and heat over 100 miles inside the Earth, only coming to the surface by way of a volcano. Then each one meticulously extracted by miners, then cut and polished by true craftsmen. See why we get excited about diamonds at Diamonds Direct? These are rare and precious stones, symbolizing love for generations. If you're getting engaged, come let our passion be your guide. At Diamonds Direct, we'll tell you everything there is to know about diamonds. We'll show you dozens and dozens in your price range. We'll share industry secrets that can help you maximize your budget, and we'll guarantee you the best price anywhere in America. See, we're obsessed with diamonds. We're fascinated by them, because like